With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, like I'm you. Lara Marie like I'm Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Double girl with a friend, you'll be both in.
Hotel, I'm jealous of your fucking iPad. I was just thinking today, like, I really need to up my iPad game.
I only got this stupid thing because we were talking about it at your house.
I know. And I, like, I'm glad that I inspired your live, laugh, buy an iPad journey.
Live, laugh, buy an iPad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm Lara, and I'm here with an icon who has his own iPad. It's Ronnie Karam.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Thanks so much for having me. God, I love being in your adorable apartment.
I love having you here, and I was just saying I'm jealous of your technology.
I know. That's why I got it.
You're straight up with Stassi right now.
Totally.
You're straight up with Ronnie right now.
We watched an episode of Vanderpump Rules for your show, mm-hmm. and we talked about Stassi's iPad for 20 minutes. And we're like, that is so gay. Who has a pencil? And you're like, no, I want that. I want the pencil. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go get one.
Did you get the pencil too?
I did. I just didn't bring it because I didn't want to be like over the top.
Oh, I love over the top. Do you write on it?
Just scribble notes? I take notes. All my notes. Yeah. So I'll be I have a dream. I had a dream. I'm going to write it in my dream notebook section of my notes program.
Oh my God.
So I hope, but it takes so long. It's like, where's the pencil? And you have to have that one pencil.
It's only the pen, like the stylus.
Yes.
The Apple stylus that will work.
Yes. And if you lose it, it's like $150 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You
know? I know. I have like ear pods, but I have also crazy anxiety about losing them because they're like $179.
Yeah.
And it's just
you should have anxiety.
I don't want to lose them.
Yeah. I'm with you, babe.
I am just also thinking about like, I'm now justifying my own iPad purchase. I feel like next time we hang, I'll have one.
I think you should because they just came out with new. Like new kinds that aren't, you don't have to go crazy, you know, but they're still new and you can use the pencil. And
yeah.
Well, do it.
You're a true professional.
Actually, if you ever need help, I love an Apple store.
I love an Apple store too. So maybe it's a date.
Yeah, I like feeling like mad that Apple service just isn't what it used to be. Like I'm one of those.
Oh,
like,
you, what think happened to you think Apple it's service? Worse?
Yeah, because there's like so many people. And you're like, so this app here, and they're like, they'll just give you bullshit answers. They'll lie now. I'm like, what is this, Best Buy? Come on, you are Apple.
This
best. I'm like a 43-year-old gay. Okay, that's how I get off. I'm
I like
the
that.
Customer service here has really gone down, Apple.
I like that they have like one Apple employee per person that's at the store to like hover and make sure you're okay. Yeah, they don't know anything. I'm thinking the last time I was in there, I asked someone about something and they were like, I don't know.
Yeah, they just give you a dirty look and then they're like, psh, Leslie, get up to the front when you can. She's like, I'm busy. It's like Leslie's the only person who knows how to do everything there. You know?
Yeah, the interns. The Raquels of the Apple store.
And then you're stuck with the dope who's like, hey, so what did you want this iPad for? Do you like graphics?
You're
like,
just graphic take design? The card. Take my card. Just bring it. My zip code here. I'm shocked and honored that you're here because you've already spoken about Vanderpump Rules.
I can never get enough.
You can never get enough.
This was a very triggering episode.
I don't know about you, but by the end of this reunion, my heart was racing. Uh-huh. I felt like I was alive for like the first time this season. Like I felt like I just like railed just like meth,
yeah,
and was having like a visceral drug reaction.
Yeah, you're kind of, look, I picked skin off. Look,
no, oh my
I'm
god,
just kidding. I'm just kidding. I cut myself, but doesn't it look like I'm meth railed?
It does look a little bit methy.
Yeah, it totally I happened like watching Vanderpump Rule. I literally railed on meth while I was watching Vanderpump.
I was spiritually railing on meth, but I was like glad to be back. Like I was like, it was like a drug addict getting that hit that I really needed.
Yeah, because it had been a long time.
It's been a long season.
Like we
season.
Were dry methies before, like through this whole season. We were dry meths. I don't know if that's what you call it, guys. Tell your friends. We'll spread it around.
We were sober, essentially, off of meth.
It's like everybody's just like on Team Katie and Jax. What the fuck kind of alternate reality is this?
I have no idea, but I'm shaken to my core by the amount of people that support Jax Taylor. Like it's like I'm unclear. I'm like, are we watching the same show?
He controlled the whole season.
Yeah.
The entire season. Fucking the biggest moron on the planet controlled the entire season.
What did he threaten to do? Like he must have threatened to like quit the show or something. No, if they
it's
didn't
like, it's like being friends with like sorority girls when you're younger and the first one to get married, it's like, well, do you want to be in my wedding? You know, that kind of girl.
Yeah.
And then everything revolves around like, do we get to be in the wedding? Like, who cares? You have to pay so much money and you have to kiss this biatch's butt for an entire year leading up to this thing. Why does it have that much control?
Yeah. Almost like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the power structures of this show and like the way that the cast structures their power is like, it's also insane to me.
They all think they're the boss.
They think they're the boss. Stassi leaving in season 3 and coming back allowed Katie to have the path to like ascend to a level of power that would never have been available to her otherwise. And so she has now become like the gatekeeper of everything. And it's Katie.
Katie is like my least favorite I don't even want to say on Bravo, like in the world, okay? And I watch the news, like I'm like, I'll watch like some Putin shit and I'll be like, Katie's worse. Like, why is
Katie
nobody
is
mad
worse
at Katie?
Than Putin? She is super.
They're I would all rather bots changing the election. They're like, you're dumb.
They're like, you're a whore. Call it like I see it. But I noticed that in the past like few episodes, they kind of we've seen less of Katie than ever, and it's been a really great thing.
Because she doesn't
she gets
do
one
anything.
Line and she'll just be like, yeah, and make like a frowny face, and then that's the only thing she does in each episode.
Unless she's crying about being ignored by her husband who's blatantly cheating on her left and right.
Yeah.
She has nothing to say except to call people a whore or call people dumb.
Yeah. And she brings just like nothing to the table.
Yeah, she doesn't do anything and they all kiss her butt. She literally sat on the couch and folded laundry all season long. That's all she did the entire season.
And wear horrific outfits.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing I will say for Katie. She's always talking about being fat shamed and blah, blah, blah. And I guess she doesn't look exactly the same as she did in season one, but Katie's got an extremely hot body, okay?
Like
when they were in bikinis, I mean, she looks great. She's not fat at all. So
no, she's
you
stunning.
Don't get to ride the fat train, okay? There's some of us who like can't fit in a plane seat, bitch. And I'm not going to sit here and let you be the ultimate victim because you fell through a skylight when you were 16 and you maybe gained 2 pounds. Like, shut up. You're no Christy Alley. You know what I mean?
I know. She really milks all this stuff that's like, I mean, the skylight thing sounds like a really horrifying trauma that she endured.
Let's go back to 16 and talk about our traumas.
She wasn't 16. She was in her 20s.
Oh, she was
not to defend her.
Okay, I take, no, defend her because people will. They'll be like, how dare you? Okay, I take it back then.
I mean, she was in her early 20s, but it sounds like a night of like hard partying led to like a fatal decision.
Yeah,
a near fatal
horrible.
Decision.
Whatever
it's
it was.
Bad.
Horrible.
Yeah, it
but
sucks.
But you don't get to
I'm
use
sorry.
That like years later because people didn't like you the year before on Twitter. You
no,
know what
like,
I mean?
Get
That's
over
my
it.
Ultimate point.
Yeah.
Like people were mean to her on Twitter. So she's like, man, I'm being fat shamed and I have PTSD. I'm like, you have PTSD? Like, how long after? Come on, stop it. We're in like 10 wars. Please don't use the term PTSD.
Yeah, but, and I'm also like, okay, well, if you've done all this work, like, then show me. Like, show me you going to therapy or like doing something. You can't just be a monster and then turn into like, and then be like, oh, I'm a lot better because I like did all this work and I'm feeling good. And that's what she did. And I'm like, I don't buy it.
Yeah, Jax is literally putting crosses, purple cross emojis on every post now. Like, oh yeah, you're Christian. Okay, please.
I know he called Raquel a useless bitch. And I was like, that is really bad to say to a woman. Like, that's worse than anything anyone else was saying.
Yeah.
And like,
well, except maybe James.
Well, yeah, James. But
it's like fighting douchebag with douchebag, you know? You can't do that.
Yeah. It starts off with Brittany going, I'm in like a really good mood today. And I'm really like, I could not take my eyes off of Brittany's one highlight, like her one highlighted section of hair.
Plus Brittany.
She just like, that was a real like hair shank for me. Like she just didn't. Like, because I've been there when I was, like, getting blonde highlights. Sometimes I would go to the salon and, like, I would get the highlights would be uneven. Like, one side would be blonder than the other. And I'd have to go back and get it fixed so it could be even. And I know the struggle when you have, like, long hair. It takes hours. It's a whole thing. But I'm like, Brittany, go back to the salon and just have them highlight the other side or blend it.
Yeah.
The one you know, highlight was
some things
too
are
much.
A struggle, but the important thing is to keep working.
Yeah.
You don't just, like, give up.
Don't give up. Know? Mid-highlight.
Yeah.
Please. You have the money.
Well, this was a super important episode. This was like a really big turning episode for Brittany because we all know that she's had that possum anger inside of her, you know? Like, the only other person I've ever seen with that truly possum-faced anger is Tamara from Real Housewives of Orange County, where they're just so, there's something so dark inside them. It's like they eat babies when they get mad, you know? Yeah. They just turn horrible. And I knew that that was in her. And we've seen it with her yelling at Jax, but this is the first time I felt like bile spewing out.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially when she's threatening Tom and Ariana. Like, the undercurrent of everything is like, you're either on our side or you're excluded as well.
Yeah. It's
like and that's first, like what they're pulling with everyone on the show now.
Yeah. It's like post 9/11 when George W. Bush was like, you're either with us or against us. And then it turned the press into like, what we have now, which is like, oh, we'll just not ever talk about anything ever, you know?
Their engagement was my 9/11 because my world, the world as I know it, came crashing down with that engagement. Truly. I was like, this summons in a new era of Vanderpump Rules where we're all being gaslit. We're going to just like pretend that this is okay. And we're going to be sold like a pile of shit and like be left to pick up the pieces.
Yeah. We're just like going to go on with our lives thinking transportation is just never going to change.
Yeah. And like, it's not okay. I felt like so happy today and I realized that it was because the reunion was so good. And then I get scared because I'm like, my mood is so heavily contingent on like whether or not Vanderpump Rules is good. But it's also like, we deserved this.
We did. Yeah. This was a huge one just to see Brittany, to see what it is in Brittany that we all knew was there that whole time. That just gross, whoever's with Jax long term. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Prove me wrong. Any one of you.
You have to get on board with Jax or get off the train.
Yeah.
And like when they are talking about their prenup, which they're not getting, which is insane. But when she's like, I don't need one. He's my baby. And I was like, oh, I bet they have cut a deal with each other that's just been like, she's like, you give me this, you do whatever you want. I don't care. Like, I don't want to hear about it.
Nothing. I think so. And then she find like, him. Wasn't she cheating on her boyfriend when she met Jax? Now, yeah. Everything I know through Facebook comments.
I know.
So you're like the expert on
this. Oh, no. But. I'm not a fact checker by any means.
Yeah. Some couples
I trade in gossip only. Facts, no place on this podcast. But I'm pretty sure she was cheating on her boyfriend with Jax.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are different kinds of couples and stuff, and I get it, but I just don't believe that Brittany wouldn't murder his ass if he was really being Jax. And you know he's still really being Jax.
Yeah, I think that it's just like, she wants a wedding, clearly. That's like the most important thing to her.
Yeah.
And
a TV show.
And a TV show. And if she gets those things and more money, then Jax can kind of like low-key do whatever he wants.
I think she's like saving everything up. Because I think she's taking note of everything he's doing. Because there's just no way that someone changes that much. Not that he's even acting like he's changed at all, except to say that he's changed. But if we're to believe everything that he's saying, there's no way that anyone changes that much, especially a man. Okay.
In less than a year.
Yeah. So he's
in a matter
of
months.
He looks like he's obviously drugged out of his mind half the time.
Yeah.
So he's obviously doing something. So I'm thinking she's saving up every little bad thing that he does to use it against him when they divorce or go through whatever. And she has her little spinoff on E, you know,
and like takes all his money.
Well, I don't think he'll have much left. I mean, Jax is one of those people.
He's like a spender.
He books one national commercial and he like buys a condo. You know what I mean? It's one of those idiots.
I look forward to the spinoff. Brittany gets divorced and then she like takes him for everything he's worth.
Well, like the car. Yeah. You know, like he has six cars.
But you know that would hit him where it hurts.
Yeah.
His car collection.
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz also looks ill.
Oh, yeah. Schwartz looks like he's been making out with a bag of heroin and, like, some, you know, some dead hookers from Beetlejuice.
I'm a Schwartz truther. Like, I think there is nothing good happening there.
So what do you think about the rumor? I'm going to get us sued, right?
Yeah.
Do people sue podcasts?
No. I'm like, allegedly, this is nothing. There are no facts on this podcast.
Yeah, this is all shit that I'm reading.
It's only hearsay.
And it came up in another Facebook group recently, and it was interesting. You know how they keep saying that James has done something, but they won't say what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. Some people think it's the Lala, when Lala was talking about being blackout drunk and she slept with James Kennedy.
I had posited that on this podcast.
Maybe like rapish or assault or whatever.
I had thought that, but then she came out like on the after show and was like, and said, no, like that. She alluded to that was not what it is, or like that, okay, that had good. Nothing to do with it, which like, I mean, I'll take her at her word in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's good that she said that.
Yeah.
So then the other thing, that's good.
That's good.
Sorry. I don't know why that's my reaction. But then, the next thing is that they're saying they think that he got Tom addicted to drugs, like heavier drugs, which, you know, then people speculate. And look, again, I listen to everything Facebook tells me.
I have not heard this theory.
And there are so many signs that Tom is a heroin addict. And that on one of the vacations, they went into the room and he like quickly hid something because they came in with a camera phone or whatever, you know, one of their iPhones or whatever. And he like quickly hid something. And so there's rumors that he's like a big addict. And that actually makes sense because he looks like a damn ghost.
He doesn't look well.
Yeah. And his pupils are always very, very teeny tiny.
He's sunken in eyes and they're like blue underneath and he's like thin. He's practically like transparent.
Yeah. And I hope that's not what it is because I like to be able to make fun of people. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't make fun of people when they have like a serious... Can you?
I mean, you can, but it's like... <That's>...
I'm like trying to get
you
your
can,
permission.
But it's like not the like it's like not the best look. Would I Thank do you. It anyways? Probably. I've said a bunch of shit on this podcast. What's going to stop me now? But anyways,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I subscribe to that theory.
I do.
But then
now.
Why? Okay, but why are they not outing James? Like, I'm like, if James did something so horrible that they like can't talk about, I would like. I mean. This is giving Bravo a lot of credit, but like, I would like to think that they wouldn't let someone that has truly done something so bad be on their show. But yeah, then you have like Thomas Ravenel, who's like,
well, that's true.
He's yeah. off now, but was like a literal actual rapist.
Yeah.
And so he thrived for a long time in the Bravo universe.
Yeah,
so.
But he was kind of cast as that. You know, yeah. like if you watch,
we need a really good rapist on this show. Who can we find?
So the Southern Charm really was built on like, it's like this, the show that rape built. I mean, it is so hard to watch those first seasons because you're like, wow, times have really changed. I can't believe anyone put up with this show.
Yeah.
You know, the first episode are like the old guys trying to bang the 20-year-old. Like, she, you know, she's not even of age on the yeah. show. You know, I think she was like 21. And it was just gross, and they're just passing her around and then just completely just shitting all over her, you mm-hmm. know, for years and years until it's gotten to this. And now we're like, oh, Thomas! It's like, people, we've all been watching this show. We are all contributing to this problem.
I know. And it's like, he came onto the show being like, I had some run-ins with the law. He had, yeah. like, gotten kicked out of, like...
I was never addicted to cocaine. I just like the way it smelled.
Like, just an affable coke head.
Just an affable coke dealer. He was dealing cocaine in office.
God love him.
Oh, the South. But Tom Schwartz didn't start like that. He started as like the sweet, gosh, guy who like just couldn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I hope he's okay. But man, I don't know how you can be okay married to Katie. I mean, being married to Katie is like a true symptom of something.
Yeah, it belies a lot of like mental health issues underneath and like self-esteem issues. Yeah,
I don't know what it is, if it's drugs or emotional, I mean, psychological whatever, but that's definitely a symptom.
Yeah. I wish Andy had started this whole reunion because he like addresses Lisa first and he's like, Lisa, like I hear that Tom is just open or something. And I was so stoned when I watched it last night. I thought for a second he was going to be like, so Lisa, like, sir just caught fire like a few months ago, and like try and lay into her about the truth behind all the sir fires.
Are you a fire truther too?
Oh, I think I started the fire truther movement.
Oh, I've been ever since the first one went down. I was like, she did that because it was her house.
Yeah.
It was something before too. That was like the third fire, right?
House. Sir, I think multiple times, or pump at least twice.
Yeah. Her first was her house right after they had moved from it, but I think they had sold that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I also think that she's running human trafficking out of there. I've told you that before, right?
Which one? Out of Sir?
Out of all of them. Because like you'll go into Pump and you'll see people that are like gorgeous models and then they never appear again. Where did they go?
So it's like a brothel.
How are they making all that money?
I don't know.
I just don't believe that they're making that much money from a few restaurants. It doesn't make any sense.
I need to see some receipts. And I don't believe
this
anything.
NXVIM shit or this NIVM, whatever it is.
NXIVM,
is that NIVM. What it is? NIVM. I've only seen
That's what
it
Thomas Ravenel calls it. Hey. NIVM.
Hey, this is Thomas Ravenel. Could you patch me through to NIVM?
I hear good things about the women in that group.
You know, I really enjoy a girl who's on brand. All right, could you get me that? But with all that going on, that's really opened my eyes. Now I think everything's human trafficking. Like, I'll go to Ross Dress for Less and be like, I don't know about this place.
I truly think, like, I think Lisa's reckoning is not far, like it's not far on the horizon. It's gonna be ugly, but like even to see her talk about Tom and like the business optics of it with the guys on this reunion, I'm like, yeah. You are shady.
Oh yeah,
you're shady as fuck.
She's got a bunch of shady business dealings, but I also think that in her mind, and she kind of says that later in the show, but in her mind it's just these two dopes, you know. She thought it would be fun, a lot of people would come to see them, and mm-hmm. they wouldn't expect much, you know. They just kind of show up, take their free drinks, you know, take a few thousand bucks a month, and
yeah,
that would be the end of it. I think she's shocked that there's someone like Ariana who's like, wait a minute,
I know the women who are like, and also Katie, when they ask, like, when they ask Tom, I know this is skipping ahead, but he's just sitting there. Like, I think Tom Schwartz still tries to, like, he's still not sure that he works there, like, what his role is.
Yeah.
So he's kind of just, like, confused, staring off into the distance. And then Katie's like, well, I think he wanted, like, a salary or maybe, like, a quarterly kickback of some sort, like, yeah, trying Katie. To negotiate. Yeah. I'm like, good luck getting that.
Too late,
Maloney.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Too late, Maloney. Like, you could have done that a long ass time ago.
They really got scammed by Lisa.
Did they though?
Yes.
I mean, she I don't said, see how they got scammed.
I do, because she was like, pay me $50,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put your name on a restaurant. Like,
well, she had said the reason she wants them to give her 50. Now, first off, this is a very controversial time with Lisa Vanderpump.
This is very controversial.
Anything in defense of her is very controversial.
But I like to just pick at it from all angles. Yes. I want to know what you're going to say.
From what I remember, when she said, I want $50,000, she's like, that's not a drop in the bucket. She's like, that's a drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. I don't need that money for the restaurant. I just know that you will feel more invested if you actually have some skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they would take it seriously, basically. Yeah. Now, the fact that she doesn't have any binding contracts and shit like that is bullshit. And mm-hmm. I think that's totally shady. But like I said, in her mind, I think she thinks she's hiring a couple of Disney characters to come in, make a few $1,000s, and then leave. I don't think she was actually... Tom Schwartz, really? Is he going to run a restaurant?
No. I mean, but I think it was a mistake to ever ask Tom Schwartz to do anything of it. Like, I think that was completely misguided and unwarranted and unearned. Like, I would rather her have asked Katie to be part of it than Tom.
Oh, geez.
And I don't like Katie. We all know
that. No one does.
But, like,
there?
She deserves it more than Tom Schwartz does. I think she should have just worked with Tom Sandoval and that's it.
Yeah, because Sandoval...
She could still call
or
it Tom.
Or Ariana. Why not? You know... Ariana does a ton of mixology work and stuff for them. So,
and Sandoval actually works
and
hard
you can't
and
argue.
Cares.
Like, Ariana and Tom are trying to argue their point, and it's like they have a point. Tom is a hard worker, and he's not an idiot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got that as your teammate, it's like you can only argue so far.
Yeah.
You know? And it also fucked Lisa because of Jax. Like, Jax is totally anti-Lisa and turned everybody, you know, against Lisa. Now she's got the whole cast against her because Jax didn't get offered anything, you know?
You think
and
he's mad about that?
Oh, totally. He's the main guy in that group. Every time they brought up anything, he's like, oh, how much are they getting paid? Have they gotten paid anything?
This is none of my business,
oh, yeah,
but...
none of my business, but... And he's always in there. And he came to our South by Southwest show. He crushed it. And I was like, what about your beer cheese, you know? And he's like, why are you laughing? But I was like, are you going to try and get that in the restaurants or whatever? He's like, no, we don't need her. And he's like, bad mouth. You know, he's just a prick.
Yeah.
But I think it's because he's acting out because he's Jell. You know, it's Jax.
Mm-hmm. I just love, like, I don't mean, maybe this makes me a bad person, but I love, like, Lisa getting her due. Like, it's, like, amazing to see it all unfold
well,
in this way.
Trying.
Like, on Beverly Hills. I mean, I think she always gets the last laugh. Somehow she's, like, she's wily. Like, she's been in the game for so long. Like, I don't think you can best Lisa Vanderpump, but it's really fun to see people try.
It is. This year, they're doing a better job, I have to say, because both shows have turned on her.
Yeah. And also, when the cast gets big enough on Vanderpump Rules, they won't need Lisa. And to have her participating...
I think they will, but I really think Lisa's good move is to just get rid of them all. Keep Tom and Ariana, James, Raquel, Billie Lee, because mm-hmm. you know she'll cause all kinds of shit. Like, that's a pretty good base.
I then love Billie Lee. She is
she'll
determined
burn down the house.
To bring it. She's like, Lisa, yo, Lisa, you set fires? I'll set a fucking fire.
Yeah, you want to see a fucking fire? I mean, she doesn't care. They'll be like, you're filming your entire season in front of this refrigerator. And she's like, fine. And she made.
I'll do it.
Look at every good part of the season was
Has
Billie
been
Lee.
Billie Lee, yeah. Based. The only, like, drama that really went down. Mm-hmm. Dodie is single. Thank fucking God. I'm happy. We
I mean,
need
I
this.
Am too, but at least it's a lazy idiot, you know. You know what I mean? She's just, it's not like she's going to go out and find, like, a real hard worker.
Well, no. I mean, I don't think that she, but I look forward to seeing single Dodie next season. Like, that piques my interest.
In her
house.
My house. Call Mariposa. Like, I can't wait to see her in her house.
I can't wait to see how they, like, decorate all their houses. Or, like, don't. Just, like, leave them blank with no furniture.
How are they going to do that? We're never going to get through this recap. I'm sorry. No. How are they going to all have... How are they all going to have houses? How does that make any sense in this world?
It just does. They're rich now. That's the that's the biggest troll, which I've actually weirdly have come to, like, peace with. I'm like, we live in a world where they are rich. Like, we will all grow together. One day, too, I will have wealth. Like, I'm just, like, fully, like, deludenoid, like, doing positive mantras simply based on their success. I'm
Don't
like,
listen to Buddha. He was fat and poor.
No, but listen to me when I say, if they can fucking do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah,
if these fucking bozos can get rich and fucking famous off of fucking sucking and drinking their way to where they are now, you, reader who's listening now, can do the exact same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So don't let it troll you. Let it empower you and then step into your true calling and just, like, I don't know, suck a dick for a Range Rover.
Girl, if that was the case, I'd have a whole lot full.
Like, you have a car dealership.
I rode a fucking crashed Vespa over here. Okay, it's like no. I got nothing for this mouth.
Everyone is really mad at James for rapping about Jackson Faith, which I can't believe people are still talking about as, like, a thing that they're mad about, but here we are.
Did Lisa say, this is from memory because my notes are like 3,000 pages of nothing, mm-hmm. didn't she said, Andy said it. He's like, James, last season you finally got closer to Jax, but then that all kind of ended with a rap and a rhyme with Rolls Royce and Lathe.
Wraith. And then Lisa's like,
what a beautiful thing to put into the rhyming dictionary.
Was really good. I thought that that James had made up that word because I didn't know about a Rolls Royce Wraith.
Yeah, okay, here we are on cars again. Didn't either.
And but then my favorite was Lisa was like, was that planned? Did you plan that? And he goes, it wasn't pre-planned. It was a freestyle, Lisa. Like, I was here for that attitude.
He's yelling at Lisa. Lisa was just trying to be your counsel. Like,
yeah. But I love
no premeditation.
Snapping.
Darling.
James is also he's on the brim because, like, he's spiraling out of control. He doesn't have, like, control of himself in this reunion.
Or anytime ever.
Anytime, but, like, normally in reunions, he'll be pretty witty and, like, his clapback game is strong and he, like, has control of his body. And he just, like, all of that's out the window.
Yeah,
he's like a fucking loose cannon. His hillbilly insults, I'm like, that's not even funny. Like, nothing you say is, you didn't say one funny thing
did,
this
like,
whole
two
time.
Pooping things. He's like, poop, poop comes out of your mouth. Poop, poop.
I say, poop out your mouth. Oh, I'm Jax on the toilet making poop pancake. He goes, poop chocolate chip. Poop, ooh, poop, your chocolate chip. And I was
chocolate
like,
shit. Chocolate shit.
What the fuck are you doing?
And they would start laughing and pointing, like, cross-eyed. I was like, oh no, James.
Like, James, you need to reel it in. It's not either, it's also not helping that Tom and Ariana are, like, laughing at everything he says. I was like, you guys are embarrassing yourselves. Like, this is not funny. Like, can we all just, like, take a step back?
It was so dark, man.
It
every
was really
every
dark.
Piece of this reunion was just dark.
I fear for James's future. Like, I feel like he's not long for this world.
James is probably going to live. I've always thought the first person to die on one of these shows will be from Vanderpump Rules, you know?
Oh, definitely.
And I think we talked about that on this show. But,
yeah. I love talking about it. Like, cool.
Do you ever do the
cool? I'm like, who will die first? Tweet me, Lars Marie. With your theories, we'll do a poll.
I used to listen to a radio show that does that every year. They do the ghoul pool, and they have callers call.
I'm just, who in the world will die?
On what celebrities are going to die that year. And then the next year, they go over the list from the year before. And they're like, hey, Janice from Reseda won. She guessed Carol Channing.
Oh my God.
Would kick the bucket. Like, geez. But yeah, I don't know. Because he's like one of those people that you see in movies that the cops are like, pull over, stop. Stop, put your gun down. And then they won't. And then the police start shooting him. And then they just keep shooting him. And the person just keeps walking at them because they're on so much. You know, I think James will probably live to be 900 years old is
he
my point.
I mean, his dad is like 4,000 years old, so it seems.
That guy definitely shouldn't be alive.
Yeah, I think
James like he was sleeping on a roof of a bar or something? Like, what was his backstory?
He was sleeping in over a McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the family situation is not good. Huh. But I appreciate him showing it to us, but I'm also just like, damn. Like,
yeah.
This show is really the only show that consistently shows you people in desperate need of an intervention and like therapy and quitting the show to like make their lives successful, yet none of them ever do it.
But if they quit the show, what would they do?
Exactly. This is like, it's like being on Vanderpump Rules is signing a contract with Satan himself.
Yeah, it's like the new like coal mining.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're just trapped here. We can't do anything else.
Andy turns to Jax when Jax is criticizing James and he goes, "That's rich coming from you," which I liked that little snappy remark.
And Jax's thing is always like, "But I'm trying to change. That's the difference. Like, I'm really making an effort.
Work in progress. Andy goes, I've heard that every single year that you've been on this reunion.
And he's like, "And I've had 5 different faces. Yeah. So what do you want from me?"
He's like, "I've circled back to season 1 Jax, where I'm like a little, my jaw is less rotund." Kristen tries to tell James he was never part of the group. And I'm like, you guys are so mean for no reason to this poor, sad person.
Well, I get why Kristen hates him, but it is hilarious watching Kristen revolve her whole life around
him. She's obsessed with him.
She was with Tom, too. Remember? She would just not stop.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's the only reason she's friends with Ariana. I really hope Ariana's smart enough to know that Kristen will be coming for her.
Oh, eventually.
Any minute.
Yeah.
Like, it's trying to make her think Tom's cheating or doing something.
I mean, I think that Kristen is such great performative friends with Brittany because of her and Jax's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back into season 1 and 2, it's very clear that Kristen is in love with Jax.
Yeah.
And then she eventually fucks him, and we all know what happened after that. But then now, this, like, friendship with Brittany is kind of, I don't know if she's still in love with Jax, but I think it's, like, very strategic, her, like, friendships.
Yeah. God, Kristen is one of the most fun people to just watch go fucking crazy every year. Because, you know, she just gets crazier and crazier.
Yeah. And I thought that she had chilled out until the girls went to Solvang. And then it was like, oh, no, we just didn't see Kristen
people
on camera.
Don't this change. Like, yeah, they don't show her.
Like, what about getting famous off of a reality show for being a mess is conducive to, like, personal growth and change?
Can I eat this? Kristen, that was gravel off of a road. It was a flower.
But okay, do you think that Stassi has changed?
You know, Stassi's changed in the scariest way. But she's like a politician who's learned from her mistakes. Like, don't use those words anymore at rallies.
Yeah.
People will call you racist. Now, instead of saying, it's like you learn to like kind of hide yourself behind, I guess it's called manners. Mm-hmm. She's learned manners. Manners, I guess, in a more normal sense. But yeah, I think she's changed because she's not threatening people's lives. And I mean, obviously, she's changed a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
All that matters is what I see on TV.
Yeah. And
I don't necessarily like that she's changed because I think that that's missing. That was that's the biggest part of Vanderpump Rules is Stassi ripping people a new asshole.
Yeah. Do you trust Bo?
I haven't. He's like a giant red flag because he's just so nice and good and I just don't trust people like that.
I'm like, you can't circulate into this world with these people if you're a truly like good person at heart.
But then I see them talk. I don't know. You know, the jury's out on him. The bitch flower takes 2 years to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got till next season to really show his
true colors.
Yeah, his true colors.
And they're in the honeymoon phase. So it's like, Lala. Okay. So James brings up the point that Kristen was the one who initially brought him on the show in the first place.
Yeah.
It was like a decent point. And then everyone is like, Andy's like, well, what about Lala? Like, why does Lala get the pass? And like James, and then Stassi's like, well, Lala's really like taking time to like nurture a friendship and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, Lala's just like giving you a ride on a private jet.
Yeah.
Like, Lala has money, so she gets the respect.
Right, and she also, I think these people really do think they're all movie stars underneath it all. They think that they're going to like be sitcom stars or whatever.
Yeah.
And they think Rand is like a real producer.
I think that they're teeing up for Rand to be on the show next season.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I was getting that sense from that line of questioning where it's like, why isn't he on the show? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it was last year, too, and the year before. It's always like that with Lala, but they keep her because they... Lala's always had this power because she's like this kind of sexual freedom that I think this country has needed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going too far. Like, she's just mean, you know?
Yeah, she's like a mean girl.
She's
like,
just a mean girl.
The second that she really started hanging out with like Katie and Stassi, it was like, oh, now you're part of the problem, not the
solution. And it's that way with Ariana, too. You know, that, I think that's been the problem with the whole season is that those witches...
They infiltrate.
Are not just their own coven. And now when they have everybody.
Yeah. When you have a different opinion than them, you get punished for it.
Yeah.
Historically.
And that's what they all say about Lisa Vanderpump. And they're right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I always find so hilarious. It's like, you guys are worse. You guys are like 10 times as bad. With Lisa Vanderpump, it's like, ooh, I said something naughty at a dinner party. And they'll ruin your fucking lives, these girls. You know?
Oh, no, they will go until they, like, can't anymore. Whoever it is that they want to, like, destroy.
Yeah.
And because James is, like, he's impervious, but in ways he's not. Because I think it's, like, slowly chipping away at his soul. Like, he's,
they
like...
They got him.
And they got him. But, like, now to see them also move on to Raquel and, like, come after her, it's, like... It seems really unfair to do to my queen, Raquel.
I love Raquel.
I love her, too. I'm excited for her to be on the show.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited.
I had my doubts. Yeah.
And Vanderpump made it very clear, too, that she won because they were giving her so much shit. Because Raquel's like, I'm not sure. It might or might not happen that maybe I'm going to be on the thing. And Vanderpump's like, oh, you're definitely on the show, Mrs. Tom-Tom. All right, we're opening Raquel immediately.
Yeah, I hope that Lisa kind of, like, it feels like she put herself down to a level of, like, being on the same par as the cast. And I don't like that because it's just, like, she's Lisa Vanderpump and they are... her slaves, essentially. And so I'm like, I need her to pull rank on everyone.
She needs to be like she used to. Like, you will not speak like that. And if they do, they're out.
Yeah.
Like, they can't let Jax have... None of them even work there, you know?
No.
And so I think it's... well, we all know that. It's not that deep. But when they let people just treat her like shit and then they just keep them for the sake of the show, that's not good. That is not... And then... When they get rid of them and still keep them like Kristen, that's not good for Vanderpump either because you've got her over there scheming. And every time anything happens with Vanderpump, Kristen's like, see, Lisa Vanderpump's got to get it together over there.
Lala gets real and tells James that he was one of the funnest friendships she ever had. And I kind of like respected her in this moment because I feel like their friendship was like really good and intense and she was being real with him then. I don't know if
she totally screwed him over, you know? And I guess the thing is you can't really stand up for James. He's done horrible things and he continues to say horrible things through this, but everyone's forgetting what a vile, horrific human being Lala is and how she's been on this show. She's been terrible.
She's been pretty mean.
And now, and that's why she was friends with James. And now she's like, oh, I'm nice now. It's like, no, you're not. You're just on a different team. You know?
Yeah.
And you totally dumped your little friend. And the second you get shat all over, which is going to be next year, what are you going to do then, you know?
Yeah, there will be like everyone... It's such a roller coaster of like loyalties on this show that eventually everything like shifts.
Yeah. Eventually you're going to get yours. I think she's going to get hers next year because I don't think the cast likes the fact that the season is called the most boring season ever. And Lala has gotten a lot of hate and stuff on the internet. And I think they'll pick her to be the one to turn on.
Because she's gotten hate for just being like a bitch.
Yeah, and for turning and being on their side and like being so popular, and I don't think they like that everyone's saying, "Oh, you're just using her for a PJ, like you're all a bunch of ass kissers." And
but they are. I think I don't see that changing. Like they respond to material possessions wealth and then whatever they perceive as like power or access to power.
Yeah.
And Lala has all those things. And I think as long as she does, like, I think the only way they would ever turn on her is if she breaks up with Randall and she's like single again.
I can't wait. God, how is it that this season's annoyed me like hell and I can still talk about it this much and still be so excited for it to come back?
I know. I was like, why? The thought, I was so, so happy when I watched the reunion and like on cloud nine. And then I was like, oh my God, this, after these episodes, like, we have to go the rest of this year practically with no Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
It's not okay.
They did not give us enough.
No, they did. They gave us too much.
I want someone to like pay dearly for how this season turned out. I'm ready to start like a change.org.
Let's sacrifice Bo. He's nice.
Yeah, I'm ready. Like, we need to sacrifice. We need to draw blood. Kill Bo.
I think they should go back to 13 episodes a year and that's it. And still do 3 reunions or whatever where they all fight and then just make us miss it more and give them something else to do. Because if it had only been 13, it would have been all that shit at the beginning with Billy Lee and all of that. And then by the time it got boring, it would have been off.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'll be quiet now. I mean, not quiet, but.
Sheena and Sheena's being Sheena, but then it cuts back to her and Robbie kissing on a roof in full sunlight, which was the weirdest and like just temperature wise must have been the hottest makeout of all time. Like, I can't imagine having a full conversation with someone else like on a shitty little piece of outdoor furniture with like the afternoon sun blazing down on me.
Especially when you're making out with a guy who, you know, like tastes like lipstick.
Yeah.
And, you know, he uses like makeup brushes on his little stupid 5 o'clock shadow. He's just that kind of guy, you know, he's just gross.
There was no sexy factor to that kiss.
Nothing. He's never like, I see him on all the Bachelor shows. We call him Orange Robbie. Like, he's just gross.
Yeah.
He's always like, yes. What else about him? I like that Andy said, oh, Sheena, that was really awkward to watch you get those sloppy seconds from The Bachelorette.
He's like, Sheena, what's going on with you? And she's like, I'm just dating fuck boys because they're hot and fun to hang out with. And then Andy really actually responded positively. He was like, oh my God, I love that. He's like, hell yeah, that's amazing.
And he's like, are you available for babysitting?
Yeah, like, Sheena, I like her because she is just like, she doesn't give a fuck right now. I mean, she always gives a fuck, but like, she just is like down to date all these like douchebaggy guys. And it's like, she admitted on her podcast that she's never had an orgasm. And so
I'm sure
you can tell like that the sex with them is probably like not even that great, but she's like fine having like mediocre sex with these like losers and then like having it all aired on TV.
Yeah, I'm here for Sheena.
Yeah,
I've always liked Sheena. I think that Sheena's actually a pretty good friend to people, considering on this show she's pretty nice to people. Sheena's always getting fucked over every year. Every single year it's like, we hate Sheena for this reason. She's like, what am I doing?
She must have had a good year this year because no one turned on her for anything.
She just stopped caring. She's like, I'm moving to Marina Del Rey and my storylines are fucking everybody that I see. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you invite me anywhere. And she got plenty of solo scenes doing her own fuckery, you know?
That scene with Ethan was a real, that was amazing. I'm like 100% down with Sheena and her Marina Del Rey.
Don't wake me up the day after.
There's a flashback to Brittany and Jax's engagement dinner, and what I need to know is that there's this Asian woman sitting behind them that's like looking at them and in a mixture of like awe and disgust, and I need her to identify herself. Like, this is a clarion call for her. Like, please, someone, like, who is she?
She is all of us.
Find her and, like, please direct her to me. Like, I need to speak with her. Like, her facial expressions.
Because they're like, what are we doing?
They're it's like where watching are some, we? Yeah,
it's like watching somebody get engaged in a McDonald's.
You
know what I mean? Like, you're going to a fried fish place on PCH, like, with semis driving in the background. What the fuck? And she's like, how's the most romantic thing that ever happened? We love crab baskets.
We love crab spots. I'm sure you do.
At some point, you just accept them, you know? Like, well, finally, we just started connecting our crab spots, and I made a star.
She's like, ever since I started dating Jax, I love crab spots.
What's your favorite dessert? Her pie.
Lisa says that she and Ken didn't have a prenup, which, like, that makes sense to me.
But she goes, I don't think they were invented back then. I mean,
good one, Lisa.
That's why I love her.
I love it.
I love some good old-fashioned Catskills humor.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Might get some. Get it!
And then Andy's like, Lala, are you getting a prenup? And she goes, yes. And then Lisa goes, oh, you Lala.
Lala, no!
I love Lisa being like clutching her pearls over Lala's like independence. Andy goes, like, he goes, good for you to Lala, like very seriously.
Why?
I think just because, like,
I guess we all know that that he's living on like he's living in the house of cards, that Rand.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in any marriage, you're smart to get a prenup because you just never know what could happen. But, yeah. Like, especially with Rand. Because I feel like Lala's going to end up making way more money than him long term.
Really? What do you think Lala's trajectory is?
I mean, she's, like, gotten roles. She acted opposite Al Pacino.
In a Rand movie.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that's still something.
Okay.
You got to start somewhere.
That's true.
You got to start somewhere.
Okay. I'll go with you. Wow. That just really hurt my feelings. You actually stumped me. I was like, well, where do I even go from here?
Sheena says everyone gives 100% except for Lala, and she's pissed.
Now, what did Lala do to Sheena to piss Sheena off? Because it's very rare for Sheena to just start coming at somebody.
I don't know, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, because obviously Lala just dissed her or something, because Sheena's now pissed at Lala.
Yeah.
What she did.
But I feel like Sheena's the kind of person who, like, will save all of her feelings for an on-camera moment and then blindside you, and you'll be like, we thought we were cool. And
well, because they'll yell her down. Yeah. Anytime she ever says anything, they're like, shut up, Sheena, you idiot. Just go be a whore with somebody.
Sheena can't get any respect around here.
but I agree with that. You know, and yeah. Lala's like, well, whatever. Maybe you should get a boyfriend that has something to protect.
Has a career.
Like, how dare you?
I mean,
my
Lala's
boyfriend
not...
has a wooden bow tie that he would like to protect. Thank you very much.
Lala's not wrong when she said that. I was like, that's like a very accurate read on these women and the men that they choose, and an accurate read on Stassi and Bo.
Well, Bo's a casting director. Now, Bo can actually get you work.
I know, but, like, how...
Or a casting agent, I don't know.
How, like, tied to his job is he if he has time to, like, film a reality show?
Well, I mean, casting agents, it's not like, you know, I'm on call. Mm-hmm. Beep, beep. Oh, God, there's a paper towel commercial. I gotta get out of here, guys. It's like 3 a.m.
I don't know. I was, like, team Lala with that comment.
I don't want to see Lala's life. So I'm team Lala with
You don't
that.
Want to see her and Rand?
No, I don't want to see her trying to pretend that that's fun.
I want to see that.
I just don't need that. I saw them all flipping out, and it was pretty funny. I have to admit, it was pretty funny.
Like, I just think that kind of the beauty of this show is they can try and fool you into thinking that things are one way, but, like, the truth always reveals itself.
Yeah.
Like, you read in between the lines, and then you see everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And I feel like Lala and Rand would make perfect, like, Vanderpump.
I hope you're right that he does
members.
End up coming on the show. Maybe now I do want to see it. God, you convinced me very easily. Here's my iPad.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That's why you convinced me to get one in the first place.
Yeah, so you'd give it to me the next time.
Someone posted an Instagram story from a while back where they were all in Vegas with Rand and Lala. Mm-hmm. And Rand was like, hey, Jax, these shoes? You like these shoes? It's cool, right? It's cool, Jax, right? Right? It's cool, right? And I don't know if that's really how he talks. But
I think so. And he hangs out with them all the time. Like,
yeah,
he's eventually...
He's like struggling to be a cool kid.
He's going to be... Like, I feel like he's just going to end up on camera because they spend so much time together. Just
okay.
Naturally and
all
organically.
Right, you convinced me. I'm here for it.
We'll see. What do the readers think? I want to know. Will Rand make it on the show? Yay or nay? Lala says Sheena brings a lot of sketchy guys on who want camera time.
And Sheena's answer to that is so funny. She's like, whatever. Autumn is like the most awkward person that's ever been on the show. I didn't even want to be on the show. So ask anyone. Ask anyone. Ask anyone. And everyone's just like, oh, geez.
Rob's flashback when he goes to living, to loving, to learning, to falling in love, something new every day. I was like, if anyone's man said that at a toast, I would immediately call the police.
I forgot that he said that. Oh, he's such a cheese ball.
He's a cheese ball.
Or in Big Bear when he's like, yeah, you know, I own some properties. And so I have a vacation house. So I have a house in the hills.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so gross.
He's like renting his house. You can have, anyone can do that.
Like, whatever, Airbnb.
Whatever.
Okay, vacay rental.
Meanwhile, no one is asking Kristen about her and Carter's relationship. Carter's never on camera, P.S. And everyone's like, where's Ran, Lala? Where's this part of your relationship? Like, why won't you show us? And, like, Kristen's probably waiting. Like, she revealed she's single, and everyone's like, we'll get to that later. Anyways.
And then poor Kristen, because she saved it for a big surprise, too. And he's like, how was your relationship? She's like, it's over, Andy. And everyone's like, oh my god, we didn't even know. So anyway, what about Rand?
Yeah, how's like that, no
how's
one
Rand during all the whole 30
gave her a second of attention over that. And you know that she's probably fuming.
Oh yeah.
Also, Andy hates Kristen. I think
Andy hates, I think, most of them. He likes all the worst ones.
Who does
I think,
he like?
I think he likes Jax. Doesn't it seem like he likes Jax?
I don't know. I feel like Jax gives good TV, so it's like he probably likes him. I feel like maybe he likes Stassi. I don't know. It's really
hard to tell with Andy, because he's just like always kind of like a sock puppet, you know? I'm just like,
well, he's kind of like always trolling them too. Like he does, like he tees them up to like flip out, and then he kind of watches, or he like the way he looks when they're talking is like, I can't fucking believe you're saying this, you idiot. And I love like watching his facial reactions to them, just like wide-eyed smiling.
Poor Kristen.
When they asked Tom and Tom what their roles were and Lisa can't answer, it just shot over to Tom Schwartz for a second. He was like, wait, we have roles at this place? Like, I love him. Like, I want to know what, I would love him to write like an essay of what he thinks he does at this restaurant.
Oh my God, he'd have a nervous breakdown trying to write it.
He'd die. And then the bets would be foiled because none of us placed our money on him being the first one placed. To go.
Consider this a bet, okay?
Okay, wait. So you're putting your money?
No, I will not put money in a Google pool. I mean, I'm not putting any money in a Google pool. We will talk about this at dinner.
I think Lisa was really shitty to them with the cocktails, because they did spend 6 to 8 months on the cocktails, and then she like fucked with them and said, Pandora, did you find some gross stuff on your iPad?
Oh, I found like a little, it was just like a little dot of something.
The iPad's generating.
Now it's on my leg. You see, I'm a guy like that. Here's my take on Vanderpump with these guys. I think what that scene, she was trying to do what it ended up being, where she's like making them sweat. And she's making him come up with all this impressive shit. And then they come in and they do a whole show. And she's like, but I brought Sly. And then they freak out. And she's like, but Sly loved everything. Which is what ended up happening.
Yeah.
I think she was just trying to make like a fun little scene. But also, didn't Sly just take the drinks that they had and simplify them so that they could actually make them without 30 ingredients that
I came think
from
so.
Like India and the South Saharan Desert or whatever?
I think so. But the crazy thing about it is if you've been to Tom Tom, like I only drink like the pink clockwork pink when I've gone there, but it's never made the same any time that I've gotten it. Like sometimes like it's just like there still are the classic Vanderpump inconsistencies when it comes to cocktail mixing.
They really,
so even with Sly's touch, they still can't get it right.
Yeah, and Sly, and that's the simplified Sly version.
Yeah, the Sly version of the cocktail.
Yeah, just imagine without that. Because, I mean, you walk into that place, and I don't know if it's because there is that giant clock on the wall behind the bar, but really all you hear is ding dong. It's like they're so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, does anybody do anything? Like every waiter has one table.
Yeah. You know, they're too hot to really like understand what they're doing.
They're too hot to be expected to understand.
Yeah.
Okay. You better bottle that shit up and just pour it.
Where is the frozen shot machine? Because that's bullshit that shot machine wasn't. Didn't
that was
end
Ariana's
up
big point of contention.
Yeah.
The shot machine. Tom said that that's where Lisa got caught up, right?
Yeah, Lisa that's where, like, Lisa.
Well, you should have come to the restaurant more. We would have liked if you'd made an effort. And they're like, you didn't let us in there. It's like, well, but that was later. Okay, we didn't let you in there. So where's the shot machine? Well, if you'd been there, we would have known. Ken would have known how to design the restaurant. I was like, Ken did not design the restaurant.
Yeah, Lisa. Ken, the architect, pulled out some rulers and like a pencil and got to work designing. Like Nick Elaine, yeah. I thought, designed. In the restaurant.
Yeah, Ken can barely get a onesie on a dog.
Yeah, okay. Lisa is full of shit. And I was like, and Tom seen him, I was like, it sat in there for 3 months. Like, where was it? And it just sucks as a customer because I was told there would be a frozen shot machine at Tom Tom. And when I went there, the first and only thing I wanted was a frozen shot.
Yeah, they should still get it out. It's not like you can just give back a frozen shot machine.
No,
it's
sat
somewhere
in their storage unit. I asked, because then I saw Ariana and Tom at Tom Tom, and I was like, hey, guys, where's the frozen shot machine? Because Mama wants a shot.
Oh,
and
God.
She was like,
well, maybe Vanderpump will bring it back out.
But there's, like, no room for it, they said. They were like, they literally designed the restaurant and didn't include the frozen shot machine, which
there
was
really
truly
isn't much you can move in there. It's
no,
like a tiny
it's
place.
Tiny, and there's just no space for it. I just think that was shitty and like.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for agreeing with me on that.
Well, I do because I stick up for her a lot because part of me is like, well, why should they? They don't get to design the whole they're mascots. But unless you tell them right up front, you're mascots. You're here for your face and you'll make this much money for just showing up. That's all we want from you. But to make them think like, oh, you have.
But when you're
your
an
partners,
investor, that's where I think
agree,
like when you've put up $50,000 of your own money and it's not like they're rich, like $50,000 to Lisa is whatever, but $50,000 to them is like a big chunk of cash.
Yeah.
And when you put that into a restaurant, you shouldn't expect to get it back right away.
Yeah.
But like you should expect to get some sort
something.
Of
yeah,
something.
I agree. Yeah.
Unless, and the only other like equitable way for her to really handle the situation would have been like, I'll pay you both like $100,000 each to call this restaurant Tom Tom. You come in like for this contracted period of time. And then if the restaurant's doing well in like 5 years,
right,
we renegotiate and I'll maybe cut you in or blah, blah, blah. But like she took $100,000 from them and didn't put the frozen shot machine in, wouldn't like put anything in writing, and like is really slippery when anyone tries to hold her accountable for anything.
Yeah,
and if
really
I had paid that money, like I would be like, what the fuck too?
Yeah. And they really got her on this one better than they have on Beverly Hills, because on Beverly Hills, they can't really prove anything. And she's just not shooting with them anymore on that. She's like, fuck you if you're going to come for me.
She's shooting her like India party, which I was like,
oh my
honey.
God, yeah. And her kitchen. Like it's not working out well the second half of the season for
but
her.
But don't they say on Beverly Hills, like they are going to have definitive proof at some point?
No.
Oh.
There's no way to prove it.
I thought like they were like, the truth will come
out.
Well,
Teddy says that, but Teddy lied 5 times leading up to it. Like she kept cutting out little versions of text and lying. She kept constantly lying.
Yeah.
And her thing is like, she made me lie. She did it, but she wasn't even talking to Lisa. She was talking to one of Lisa's employees, like this 22-year-old queen who's out gossiping with half the town.
John
Blizzard. Yeah, John Blizzard, that she became friends with. So they were gossiping about bringing down Dorit because Teddy hated Dorit.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, does Lisa want me to say? And he said, well, Lisa doesn't want to because she's friends, but Ken does. He does want you to say something and get it out there. So they know that, but who cares? Like, Dorit did the thing.
Yeah.
So they're having trouble, like, pinning her down because there is no definitive proof, you know? If anything, the proof makes her look stupid or Teddy, I think. But on this one, they just show perfectly just by Lisa being herself.
Yeah.
Like, but you should have come earlier then. Oh, okay. Well, then you should have come later then. I mean, they've got her good on this. And then she did her typical thing when Lisa gets caught with something. She's like, oh,
yeah,
I'll be back. back in 5 minutes. I must cry.
A full meltdown. I mean, like, Jax kind of does the same thing as Lisa.
Lala does the same thing.
You learn from the best. Yeah. It's the Lisa Vanderpump school of accountability, which is that you don't take it.
Deny.
I love you. Should have come earlier. Oh, well, you should have come later. I'm sad. I've got to go.
Oh, and they've all got legitimate things, and they really all overuse them to the point where you're like, okay, you're just running away because you don't want to fight right now. Come on.
Nothing means anything anymore. Yeah. Like, and I'm not trying to discount anyone's grief. I think everything that they've gone through sucks, and it's horrible, but like, that doesn't mean you get to like fuck people over who gave you money.
Is. That's the new rule now. Yeah. That's all it is. You just say someone died and everyone's like, oh, sorry.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. I continually call 2019 the year of the scam because of like, there's so many scammers just like coming out of the woodwork. But I think this episode of Vanderpump Rules is like perfect year of the scam fodder.
What do you think she's scamming them for? Like, do you think she really needed the $100,000?
No, I think that she's scamming them by getting out of actually having to pay them what they're worth for this job.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, if she wants to make a restaurant called Tom Tom that they're at all the time, you would, like, she, I think normally you have to pay people to, like, license their names and likeness and have it as a sell point for coming in your restaurant.
Yeah.
But instead, in classic, like, smart manipulation form, she's like, I'll give you the opportunity to have your name and be involved in this restaurant, just pay me to do it. And it's like, they're they're just two fucking idiots at the end of the day. So they're gonna be like, sure, here. Yeah. One of them can't even like cash a check properly. And the other one is like, I love Tom Sandoval, but he's just not a businessman at heart.
Yeah, this will teach him.
He's a passion. He's all passion.
Yeah, I'll bet this will teach him that.
Yeah, it's a good learning experience.
Yeah, because even here, she's like, well, at the end of the year, we'll have a sit down and go over expenses and see where we are. Because she can also, she's got so many businesses, she can funnel debts to different business. You know, you can move what you owe around. She can say she's not making a profit for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that should be something in the expense of the restaurant, like a salary for the two, you know, managers, or I don't know if they're getting salary for that.
I don't think they're getting salary for anything. And then she was like, well, I don't take a salary. And it's like, well, you wouldn't because it's like you fucking own it. And it's like, you only would do that if it's like making money.
You,
like,
put flowers in restaurants, lady.
Yeah. Okay? Like, this restaurant is probably started under like a company name that like pays out everyone and everyone involved. Like, anyways, I feel like since I learned a lot about business over the last year by just like starting my own business, now I'm like really honed in. I'm like Better Business Bureau over here, really taking people to task.
You're like BBB calling back.
But
Tom,
also,
Tom, BBB. That's a good name. Would you like a restaurant?
She turns Tom Tom into the Better Business Bureau of West Hollywood. But somehow convinces the Better Business Bureau to like fork over $2 million to her so that they can just be the restaurant.
Better Business Bureau is like, wait a second.
Hey, hold on. This ain't right. Also, the shittiest thing that she does too, and this is how you know that she's fucking full of shit, is like when they're like, we don't, like, they bring up any sort of problem, and then she's like, all I ever wanted was positivity, and if there's gonna be negativity, then I'll give you, if you really need the money, I'll give it to you back. And it's like, no one ever said that, but you're now basically calling them money grubbers, and then being like, I'll give it back to you, all I ever wanted was positivity, like, and it's like, that no one was ever saying that, and that's shitty of you to, like,
turn really
it around.
Yeah, you've changed
like
my
that.
Mind, I have to say. Because I did think, you know, I do see what they're saying and stuff, but I just figured it was Vanderpump being like, well, I've given them an opportunity, and they can go off and say, I own the best bar in LA, according to La La Vanderpumples Weekly, or whatever that came out of, you know. Jiggy Weekly has named us the best bar in Los Angeles. And they can take that and sprout millions of businesses, you know. I was kind of thinking of it like that. Like, how much money would you expect to get off $50,000? But you've changed my mind, I have to say.
How are they going
to
start businesses? You think anyone that watches this show and knows what they did with this are going to trust them to then start their own business? They're like, you're
hopefully they wouldn't be watching the show.
Yeah, you know? They're like, you paid $50,000 for nothing that you could have. All you needed to do was get a lawyer and say, if you want to use our thing, you have to pay us. And like, they shanked, and now like they don't have an opportunity to start businesses off this business's back.
Darn. God, you're ruining my whole view of how I view the world.
I'm sorry. I'm just like a realist, and I'm also just a fighter for justice. And if I die like mysteriously after this podcast is published, it was Ken and Lisa that did it.
You burn. I'm like, hey, did you guys hear that Laura burned down?
Laura's house. Like, Laura's apartment burned down. She burned to death.
She was walking down Melrose, and she just burned down.
If there's any fire at any point in my life, it was not me. It was never me. And I'm saying that in a public forum that, like, I will never, like, just spontaneously combust into flames.
Well, we've paid off the restaurant. Someone named Lara. Thank God we had insured our Lara.
I mean, if I have to go, if it's my destiny to go out like that, like, I will do it begrudgingly. Like, I won't love it, but I'll burn for this because I know it would be an iconic twist.
Iconic.
In the afterlife, I would be
bawling. Don't leave me like that.
I know. I don't really want
to. Let's die slowly. Yeah. Drunk.
Let's burn to death at the hand of Lisa.
Enjoyed being your friend. Do you want to burn to death one day? That would be so fun. That'd be great.
Let's link hands and stare into each other's eyes as we slowly incinerate.
So do you have conspiracy theories about all their whole business thing? Because she's friends with Muhammad, which is shady in itself.
Yeah.
You know? And he's got his fingers in all of Bravo's little pots. Like, yeah. He's all over Bravo. So he obviously owns something.
And he does not follow rules, because I've been following his house drama for a long time.
Is it over yet?
I don't know. I think it's ongoing. But that monstrosity in Beverly Hills, yeah. Or in Bel Air, where he just, like, never went up to code or anything, was, like, destroying the neighbors' lives.
Yeah. And then Sam Nazarian is involved with PK, and their house on Beverly Hills is owned by Sam Nazarian's company with, you know, like, PK and all those. I mean, there's just so much shade going around all their businesses.
Yeah.
That I think that's why they protect each other, because it's House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that weirdly, Lisa and PK and Dorit, like, there's something shady tie that binds them all together.
Yeah.
And I think that PK probably knows, like, James's parents, don't you think?
Yeah, because...
Because of George Michael. And that's kind of why Lisa has such a soft spot for James. Because, like, if James was anyone else, I think he would be off the show.
But you never know with Lisa, because she's like, I knew him as a child. I'm friends with his mother. And then she's like, I barely know his mother. Who is this woman? I don't know you. You know, it's like, Lisa, you can't pin down what Lisa's ever really got going on.
Yeah. God, I would love, like, a true crime podcast that just, like, breaks the story wide open on all their business dealings.
We should just make one up. We'd be like, Dear Diary, it's me. We're opening a new restaurant called Tom Tom. Thank God we got that money from Liza Minnelli's bodyguard, who's really Sam Nazarian's son.
It's just all a voiceover. It's a diary entry. You should do it. I would listen to an entire, hours and hours of content of you just, like, journaling as Lisa. It's like, August 9th, 1977, I met a beautiful man named Ken on the beach in the south of France.
What a naughty boy. He asked me to dinner and I caught him fucking two girls in the bathroom. Oh, I'll change him. I will change him. I wish I had someone to talk to. Perhaps a bird, or a gazelle, or a dog. Yeah, I found the man of my dreams.
She's had Jiggy since 1977 on a beach.
Yeah, she's had Jiggy for 47 years. She's pumped millions of dollars. Maybe their business isn't shady and all their money is being pumped into keeping Jiggy alive. Because he basically is on life support. They're like, we had to put him back in the iron lung. Mm.
And poor Harrison's, like, being groomed to take over. He's like,
Harrison's,
just
like,
kill
losing
me.
His hair. Harrison,
he's losing his
no,
hair.
No, but Harrison
too.
Yeah, in the last episode of Beverly Hills, that was like, there was a lot of Harrison action.
Yeah,
but Harrison used to have, like, fully, like, back when he was puffy. He was called Puffy because he was so puffy, had so much hair. But then Harrison was wandering around the marble store wearing a Jiggy onesie,
yeah.
And his little tail was sticking out, and it was hairless. And I was like, what if Lisa's Munchausen-y by proxy?
This is Mommy Dead and Dearest.
This is Mommy Dead and Dearest, and Harrison is Gypsy Rose, and Lisa is Dee Dee.
My God.
Jiggy dead and dearest.
That, that is so true. Because yeah. She's like, yes, alopecia. And I'm like, what? Like, I've literally never heard of a dog having to wear sweaters because he has alopecia. But you're like, it's okay. It's Lisa. She's a queen.
I know. It's like one in a million dogs. Like, of course it would be hers. But then I saw Harris and I was like, does she just love alopecia Pomeranians? Or is like, what's going on with Harrison, a.k.a. Puffy? Like, what is happening?
That's why I'm bald.
Lisa is slowly poisoning you. She's sneaking into your apartment at night and putting three drops of a special medicine.
I've never heard of what crappens. Open up.
Drink your juice. Time for
drink
a treat.
Drink your juice, Shelby. Oh. Wow, this has changed my life tonight. I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
I'm never going to be the same.
I'm just like campaigning.
I know.
I'm on a fucking tear. Normally, I'm like, I'm always like with a wink and a smile, like maybe she did this. But now I'm just like coming out guns blazing.
Well, we've accused starting a lot drama. Of people of rape, heroin addiction. I mean, well, hey, the bottle's open.
I said what I said.
Okay, where,
I don't even know where I am now.
I love cramp spots. Okay, prenup. We didn't have a prenup.
The TomTom conversation ends with Schwartz going, I mean, it's all good at the end of the day. We're living the dream. And like, just like the way he said it, I was like, he couldn't even sell that like nice sentiment.
Because
like,
everybody's mad. Katie's sitting there all pissed off. And Katie's Ariana's pissed off.
Schwartz is like jonesing for another
Tom
hit.
Tom's doing that side eye thing where he's like... flaring his eyes. Tom's like, whoa, this is great. Everything's great. Right, guys? Right, guys?
We're living the dream. We're living the dream. That's what his dying words will be.
Living the dream.
As he ODs.
Oh my god. I'm so glad you're going to hell before me.
I know. Like, you thought you were bad. You bring out the bad girl in me. You make me say things that I would never say.
I'm
Raquel,
gonna get us both murdered.
Yeah, you're gonna like my. I need a bodyguard after this episode for real. Like, I do get worried about Lisa getting mad at me, but I'm just gonna say it's all a joke.
Lisa,
it's all comedy.
Like, she always says, "I don't listen to that. I don't watch. I don't even watch my own show." So she can't get mad.
Yeah,
you know? And what's she gonna do? Fire us from something? We're podcasters, okay? Get in line.
I'm my own boss.
Yeah. And I'm a terrible one at that.
Raquel enters the room and in her outfit, which I loved.
I did too.
It fit really well, better than anyone else's outfit did.
Yeah, because it just goes to show you what they've got going on at the Topanga Mall.
Yeah. And Sandoval goes, this looks like it's runway. And then Raquel goes, it's fresh off the runway. And then sits down. And I was loving that.
Yeah, I'm really loving Raquel. Now, Raquel, this is where Raquel officially becomes my hero.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of her.
I am too.
She handled herself such poise. She did not even cry. Like, her voice got wobbly a couple times, but she didn't let anyone like get to her and like break down crying. Like, she really held her own against a barrage of fucking idiots that were saying really fucked up shit to her.
Really mean. They were really mean. And also, they just look so old and bitter. You know, it's like walking in to visit Papa in the old folks' home and there's like some lady screaming at you for no reason, you know, and like everyone's mad, but you have to stay calm. Like,
yeah.
Are you okay? Want a cookie? And I think that she went in with that attitude and it really worked for her.
Yeah. She's like truly, and I've joked a lot about Raquel being like a dum-dum and like, or an AI or something. Yeah. But I think maybe Raquel is a lot smarter than we give her credit for. Maybe. And maybe she's just someone
she's getting everything she wants.
But maybe she's just like had a hard time like kind of putting words, like talking, you know, putting words together, but in order and then just like saying things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cause she talked so slow at first and kind of seemed like unclear on what she was saying or doing. And then this, she felt like very eloquent for Raquel. And
she's
like,
very emotionally intelligent, you know, she's very smart that way. The thing is, it's really, I agree with Stassi, what Stassi said. It's very difficult to respect someone like Raquel.
Yeah.
Who's obviously just with this fucked up idiot that she knows is cheating on him, mm-hmm. and she knows is a complete crazy addict, and is probably just as abusive as he to her as he is to everybody else.
Yelling, he's absolutely.
And, I mean, you're worse at home, you know.
When he was like, you didn't go to that party, and she was like, I didn't go, and he was like, no, you did go, and she's like, no, I didn't. You didn't want me to, yeah. And he goes, oh, good, I'm glad. And then it's like he's very controlling over her, and I got like a real sense of. It's not, their relationship is not good.
Yeah. And she's doing all of that and she's getting what she wants, which I guess is, and this is me making up what she wants, but being on TV and putting up with all this shit to like get her to her next level. But I don't fault her because that's like literally what all of them did. And I guess that's what most
one
people do.
One by one, they did the same fucking thing.
So I'm not
going
to hold it against her. And I just think it's hard for them to say, oh, we're just going to respect you. Like you're dating James. Like he's horrible.
Yeah. Also, to play like Raquel's advocate, I feel like she and James were in a long distance relationship up until she moved to LA.
Right.
So like she hasn't even like it's like she's choosing to be with him, but she's be it's like their relationship is just now starting essentially. Because like how often were they even able to see each other?
Well, now they live together and so it's different.
Yeah.
So everything that happened up until this point. And they're like, so he gets a pass. I'm like, you're all going to Jax's wedding. Can you stop?
Yeah. Also, like literally Jax has like been fucking women, getting them pregnant, paying for their abortions, like cheating on every girlfriend he has for years.
Yeah.
Jax has gotten a pass. He's gotten a pass for everyone. Remember when he was saying that Katie was giving that guy like a motorboating a dick and how he perpetuated that forever and ever and ever and tried
like three of he's like banged and screwed over like three of those women, right?
Lala. No, I don't know if he and Lala ever had sex.
But was that just he was trying to?
Yeah, they were like flirting. And then when she tried to call him out on it, he was like basically lied. And then Brittany was like, you need to tell me the truth. Did you do it? And he was like, no, I never talked to her. Like, has lied repeatedly over and over.
He lied on Lala.
And yeah, lied on Lala, screwed over Brittany, Kristen, Stassi. Yeah. Has fucked every one of their tangential friends, Carmen.
Yeah.
Rachel O'Brien.
No, he hooked up with Rachel O'Brien?
Yeah, he dated Rachel O'Brien.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Was it during the show?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, but anyway, she's it's hard to, I can see how it's hard to respect her, but since when do you fucking need respect, you know? They just wanted James off the show, and that's it. And she's played it very smart, I have to say. She didn't force herself into scenes. She's always been graceful and sweet, and now the entire audience is rooting for her, and she stood up to all of them, and then Lisa ended up hiring her on the show. So, bye, old people.
I know, that was kind of, like, amazing. And I feel like Raquel will eventually get in with the group. Like the longer you make it your intention to like be their friends, eventually they let you in.
As long as you 2 years of calling you a whore and a whore useless piece or of dumb, shit and making you cry and like hazing you in the mean girl way that they do. And then you know.
But then there will be a new person that they all collectively decide to hate, and then you get in, but you have to hate this person and like take part in the group think.
Yeah, they're obviously going to do some kind of cast, either tons of additions and not shake it up till next year or something, because that new manager Monica's on fire already.
Oh yeah, I think they're going to do a new cast of Sur workers. Like there's going to be Raquel and Monica and like the servers, and then like the Vanderpump OGs will just like be in their houses like going on trips or doing whatever, like whatever.
Talking about the new Papa's on design at the Pier 1.
Yeah.
We need that.
Jax also has this like really disgusting moment of gay shaming James when he like makes a snide remark about Logan, because they're like,
yeah,
they're asking that flashback of Hope telling Raquel like where they had sex, and Andy's like, what would need to happen for you to like believe this? And then James is like, Hope and I were friends, but that was like back when I was friends with Logan. And then Jax is like, you mean boyfriends? And everyone laughs, and it's like,
Jax, how long did you fuck the old guy in Miami for money?
Yeah,
and
like
for a place
stop
to live?
Acting like you've never given a hand job or like sucked a dick. At least you do the kind of coke that he does, you touch a penis eventually as a man. That's just fact.
Yeah. And it's funny that that's his thing. Like, you're gay.
And it's funny that
he's about to have a big homophobic wedding with that homophobic preacher.
Yeah. You know?
It's like, fuck that.
It's really rich that on a show that is, like, supposed to be promoted, like, it's, like, LGBT friendly and, like, Lisa's, like, the mistress of pride and all this shit. Like, there's so much homophobia.
And no simmering, gay people.
No gay people. And the one trans person that got on the show that, who was,
they're
like,
horrible,
please
too.
Include me. And they're like, you're a fucking trans crazy person. And it's like,
like, how dare you call me transphobic? And which she's like, I'm just saying, you're a cis. And you're a cis, whether you've got cis privilege. She goes, what's cis? The fuck is that? She's like, what the fuck is that? La la. Oh my God.
Oh, these God. People. They're
yeah,
so
I like James's answer, because James was like, if Logan had wanted to be my boyfriend, he would have been. You know, like, good for you,
like,
James.
Yeah, like, but did he, like, go further with this? Like,
I
tell
think
me
so.
The full story.
I think he feels like he's caught, and it's none of anybody's fucking business.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, if I'm bi, I'm bi. What the fuck do you care? Like, why am I going to apologize to Jax, you know? At least I wasn't doing it for his money like you. He should have just brought Miami guy in.
Yeah. Then Andy's like, what does Hope get out of coming forward with the story? And then James goes, Hollywood stardom, being on the show.
Don't you think he sounded like Robin Leach? He goes, Hollywood stardom! James is completely off the rails, by the way, right now. He's yelling and screaming.
Oh, and everything anyone does, like, if Jax makes a face, James is like, oh. And it's like, please don't, like, you're making yourself look so much worse. The Raquel, you fought it. Raquel at one point, like, is even admits, she's like, he's a whole nother story, like, I can't. They're like, you just, like, sit there while James does this, and she's like, I really can't, like, yeah, I don't,
she's like, what do you want me to do
know.
About James, you know?
And what are they so mad about James? Just that he made fun of Jackson Faith and then called Katie fat.
Yes, but you know that Katie Fat Day, that was, of course he shouldn't be saying that. Who
Katie
says
Fat
that?
Day, oh, that was pride. I was like, that should be a
pride,
national holiday,
held,
but it is.
Yeah,
it's pride.
Yeah, it's pride.
Gay pride, otherwise known as Katie Fat Day. That is
day.
What pride is to me now.
Yeah. And it's like the 80s, which was the worst time for gay people ever. You're like, hey, let's have an 80s theme. Like, sounds great, guys.
They're like,
you're
freeze
really
frame,
on the
high
note.
Five. They're like, right when AIDS started. Let's celebrate.
This show is too much. But that day, yeah, he was so mean to Katie, and there's no excuse for what he said. But they did bring Hope in to screw him over on the first day of shooting.
Yeah.
And break up his relationship. Like, they did all this shit to him. And then the second he says one thing, which granted was a horrible thing, that's his whole thing. He's done now. Because they keep bringing, they always, whenever they're mad, they're like, how dare you do this to women? It's like, oh, God.
I know. Get over it. Like, I would live for, like, a super cut of every time Katie's called a woman a whore.
Yes,
because
please.
That is just, like, all throughout seasons, up until mainly this season, was just like, whore this, whore that, call it, like,
yeah.
I see it, slut shaming, and, like,
how about do something real for women, or do something real for victims, you fucking hypocrites.
No
makes
one
me crazy.
Is a friend, a true, like, friend of women on
or
this show.
Or gay people, or minorities, or anybody. They're
no.
A bunch of white fucks.
Yeah.
You know, who's,
this is,
like,
the
just,
white fuckhead show.
White.
This is truly white fuckhead hour. White fuckery hour is Vanderpump Rules.
Man, pasty fuckery.
Oh, God. Wait, Jax starts talking shit to Raquel, and then everyone explodes, and Tom and Ariana tell Jax to shut up, and then Brittany goes off.
Yeah, because Jax is calling, okay, because...
Because Raquel's just trying, what I love is, like, they give Raquel the floor, and he's like, just tell us, like, whatever it is you need to say, and she's like, I think that people think that because I'm a beauty queen, and then everyone
like,
explodes. Yeah, it's like the moment you have like one, say one nice thing about yourself, it's like these ghouls are going to come for you. And then what I loved is that Raquel just kept talking on her little speech, like, while everyone's screaming.
She didn't let him. She didn't let him do it.
Because you think that, it's like, I will try to be my best, and I don't know, and sometimes I feel, and meanwhile, just, like, bedlam is erupting around her, like, people have, like, someone shot someone, like, someone's bleeding out on the floor, but Raquel will continue.
They're, like, tossing babies, like, banging.
It's like the final scene in Mother, and, like, Raquel's like, you may think I'm a beauty queen, but I have feelings too, and I have a perspective and want to let you in on where I'm coming from.
Yeah, like the whole gymnasium's burning down around them. She's like,
but this has really taught me how to be a better person, and I shall survive. And like, bah!
And Jax is like, did she? Jax is like, did she just call herself a beauty queen? And James is like, she is! She is! What about yours? What about yours over there? And Brittany goes, I think I look pretty good. You look like a disco ball.
You look like a disco ball. They're weird, like, comparing their women to each other was so crazy to me.
Yeah. And he's like, don't you talk about my girlfriend. Your girlfriend's a stupid bitch. Or whatever he says.
Useless. Useless. He's like, oh my God, you're scaring me, Jax.
Really?
But also, can we just talk about the fact that Lala saw James sucking on a girl's tit in Canada?
In Canada. I like that they had to specify that.
Meanwhile, in Canada.
And James is like, what, well, Canada?
Canada, no. I've never even been there. It's like, Canada. Like, he's not even really good at lying at this point.
Yeah. And he's totally lying. Of course he did. I mean, and all the things that he's being blamed for, now he's going to get in trouble for sucking some girl's tit in Canada. I know, really. That's like the nicest thing he's done.
So many hypocrites. Like, we're not, like, we're like, okay, Jax, like, you literally fucked Faith next to a dying lady. Like, where do you get off?
Apparently. In front of a 95-year-old woman.
In front of a woman gasping for life.
And then they turn into tattletales. And Jax is like, you're going to let him talk about my woman like that, Andy?
And
Andy's
I know. Like, and it's like, what? Like, you can't. Don't dish it out if you can't take it. I hate when they do that where they're like, don't talk to her that way. It's like, you literally just got done, like, saying she was a fucking slut pig. Kim, like,
and then Brittany
Kyle and Kim
in.
Richards style. And then you're just like, then you clutch your pearls and you're like, how disrespectful.
That's totally him. And then Brittany jumps in and she's like, why don't you say shut up to James, Arianna? Why don't you do that to James, Arianna? Because Arianna's like, can she just finish speaking?
Yeah.
So now, so they keep fighting and telling, tattletaling on each other. And then Brittany starts her, oh, are you our friends or what? I thought you were our friends. You're his best man. Stop
you're supposed
it.
To be our best friend. Yeah. It's getting a little weird. It was like, oh, yeah, it's weird to have someone tell you the fucking truth. And when you're being an asshole, like, you guys are being crazy. Look at your faces right now.
Yeah, like, look at your husband. Look at your fiance and what he's saying to this poor girl. I mean, this girl's like 15 years younger than him, at least.
She's like 22.
Yeah,
he's
18
40.
Years.
Yeah. And like, the fact that James and Raquel are held to like a higher standard than Tom and Katie and Jax and Brittany, who have all been through this entire same cheating thing on the show.
It's the
is
same
just
template,
like,
you know, and I'm sorry to repeat this to anyone who heard our show today, but it's the same template. It's James is Jax, Raquel is Brittany, doing the same climby thing and pretending to be so, so nice. They're both like special ed wannabe teachers. They're both saying that they're both like Florence Nightingale, where they're like, I'm not here for reality TV, you know, I'm here to teach special ed children. Yeah, right, Brittany.
I never bought that with Brittany.
We saw how that worked out, you know, and I like Raquel more, but I used to love Brittany too. I'm very easily swayed.
I like, when Raquel said she was getting her master's, I was just like, why? Like, why pay that? Like, why do it? You have a good thing going here. Like, I don't think she's really going to then have like a career as an occupational therapist.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's going to play out the same way that Jax and Brittany have played out, you know? And I think that Jax and Brittany just see themselves being totally recast and they're freaking out.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's like literally the same types that they're going to be recast. I mean, how long can you watch some 40-year-old snorting with Coke nose
And Brittany, like, stuffed up next to him, being like, I love a piece of my man. And, like, she just, like, can't keep up with his drug use. And she's just like, he's my baby. I can't wait to get married in the Kentucky castle.
We're going to have a wedding like a princess. Like, both her nostrils are, like, dripping blood all over her.
They're like, do you take this man? And, like, what? Just, like, blood falls out of her nose. She's like, I do.
This castle sure is high up. But, like, they didn't do shit all year. This has been the most boring season, and it's been centered on Jax and Brittany. Like, how long can they do this?
Yeah.
Does anybody really want to see Jax have a baby?
And they're not even, like, good enough actors to, like, kind of just make up drama and have you believe it. Like,
yeah.
Even if all the drama was fake, but they gave me a really good show, I'd still be happier than I am.
Yeah, all they did was get rid of James. They got James out of every group scene, which I'm sure made it more fun for them, but it did not make it more fun for anybody in the audience, you know?
It's like they just realized in between season 6 and 7 that, like, everyone thinks they're a joke. I think they thought, wow, we're, like, doing this show. Like, this is so cool. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Were they in Vanity Fair or something?
No, I think they were in Cosmo. They weren't in Vanity
Fair.
Was
it Cosmo?
I think Cosmo.
It was something pretty good that was, like, the pop
culture. Oh, my God, no, they were in Vogue.
Vogue, yeah, there you go.
But, like, they're kind of realizing, like, oh, like, this is ironic, like, the joke's on us, kind of, at the end of the day, which must be, like, a really, like, I wouldn't love to think that I, like, sail through life thinking I was badass and then suddenly realize people had, like, whole podcasts devoted to being like, wow, what a fucking crazy person. That must be tough. I empathize. Like, that's hard. But also, like, you brought this on yourself by being just, like, trash people.
Yeah, trash bots.
So instead of trying to convince all of us who know you better than you know yourselves that you're, like, decent human beings with a soul.
We don't want you to be decent human beings.
Just lean into it.
Yes.
And be like, yeah, I am a fucking trash person.
Jax,
I'm gonna
needs
fuck
to immediately fuck
thousands
a
of women need while their grandmas are dying in the next room. That's what I do. That's who I am. And I love it. Let's go. Like, have some fucking pride.
Jax needs to fuck Brittany's mother. Brittany needs
Sherry
to
would be down.
Yeah, she
Sherry,
would.
You know she would do
she
it.
She would. Brittany needs to smother Mama, like, for insurance money. Like, I want to see the worst sides of these people. I'm not here to watch Brittany, like, talk Jax into a baked potato bar or mashed potato bar. Like,
no, that's not going to work for me, dog. Andy asks Stassi if she thinks Raquel is smart, and then she's like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
And then Raquel goes, I would love to get to know you better. And my heart broke because I was like, Raquel is just too sweet. Like, she's too easy of a target at this
point. Stassi looks at everybody like, this bitch.
And everyone starts laughing. She's like, I really wish you'd come to my puppy party. It was fun. Yeah. And then everyone's like, bleh. And I was like, that's sweet. Raquel painted a picture and threw a puppy party. And, like, she just wants friends.
Is this where we... Yeah, so then after this is where we move on to this, the Lala section, right?
Yeah.
So Andy's like, so Lala, you said you're a feminist. don't you think you should support other women? She's like, just because you have a vagina doesn't mean I support you. I mean, just because I have a vagina means Rand will support me. But that's not how feminism works. Okay.
The twist is none of them know how feminism works.
They don't.
Like, none of them actually know.
She didn't know who RBG was. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. Like, Katie. Like, Katie thinks feminism is like a clothing brand. She's like, I'm totally supportive of feminism. I love it. I have this shirt. See?
It's from Anthropology, right?
Yeah. Like, none of them have a single solitary clue on any of that.
Yeah.
So I love when anyone asks them, like, a feminism question. I mean, at least Sheena was, like, very upfront, like, a few seasons ago, where she was like, I am so not a feminist. I'm like, I love that. I'm like, I live for honesty. I hate women. I hate myself the most.
I'm gonna pop a fucking vein in my temple. And she's like, yeah, but it doesn't mean I support you. And Raquel goes, but
what is it about me that you don't support? And Lala's like, I mean, I lost one of my best friends because in Las Vegas, we were all there and James called me a C word with everyone there. And my dad was there. And my dad was so uncomfortable, he just walked away and you just sat there not supporting another woman. It's like, Lala, how many hoes have you kicked off the corner to get that man?
Yeah, like, I'm not like,
please stop.
I see where Lala's coming from in this, but I'm also like, why didn't you stick up for yourself?
Yes, and how many people have you called a whore? You were just calling, or a C word, you were just calling everyone a fat bitch last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, and...
it's really weird.
How is that different?
She called Katie a... no, what did she say? No sex having Teletubby.
Stop making me love Lala. Stop.
She had the best one-liners. But it's okay, too, to just be like, I'm not a fucking feminist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be like, I don't like Raquel. That's it. The end.
Because I also wonder, like, what did Raquel do? I mean, I get, like, Raquel seems like she'd be hard to kind of hold a conversation with or, like, talk to or get to know, maybe. But, like... just answer the question. Like, don't make up this story.
Oh, poor Raquel. And she's like, I won't support someone who won't step up to the plate for a female. I'm like, oh, yeah, Lala, the real winner for females over there.
At this point, it would have been nice to have a flashback of everyone calling Lala a whore. And, like...
yeah.
Yeah, because, like, everyone on this show has repeatedly not stepped up for females.
Yes, and they've all gone after females as well in the most horrible, degrading ways.
Yeah.
You know? And so Raquel's like, I don't remember that, but I'm like, the way you treated me was very hurtful, and I can't even wrap my brain around your behavior.
Raquel needs to stay away from anything that, like, involves her brain. Anything brain, it's just like, don't say, like, don't give people the opportunity to, like, jump on it.
But Lala, this is why Lala is not my hero, because anybody else would have been able to jump on that.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe you should stop, you know, make some good comment, but Lala's like, I can't wrap my brain around yours either, so we're good, pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't like her, this, like, holier-than-thou attitude, and also I'm bored.
Get your fucking vape and your stupid fingernails out of my face.
Yeah, and just because you're not the dictator of this conversation. Like, you're not Andy Cohen. You're Lala Kent. You're Lauren.
She's so, like, giving Andy's face. Like, that's right.
Yeah, like, just, like, sit back and have a conversation then. Like, you don't get to dictate when the conversation's over. Yeah. I hate when people do
I
that.
I do, too.
It's bored. We're done.
Bored.
We're done. It's like, we're not, actually. You fucking crazy
and
person.
And Tom did keep doing that. He's like, she's not done, actually. Nope, done, bored.
She's not. Actually, she's nope, not. She's
still
not.
Talking.
I love, too, that, like, if you exhibit any sense, like, of normalcy around these people, it's amazing to, like, watch how they, like, react and, like, like, they can't handle it. Because, like, even Tom was just like, she's still talking. Like, can you let her talk? And then they're like, why are you doing this, Tom? I thought you were our friend. And it's like, he literally is just saying, like, don't verbally abuse this person.
The fact that Lala couldn't come up with anything to say because Raquel's like, but it hurt my feelings. She's like,
we're done.
Check.
Yeah. Lala's attitude sucks. And I realized, too, that Raquel has basically taken over the role as James, his mom. He's, like, trying to heal mom trauma through this relationship with Raquel.
Yeah, this is, like, a typical fixer-upper.
Yeah.
You know? But she's just going to flip that house.
Because, like, yeah, I mean, like, she won't, as her star power grows, she's not going to need this guy anymore.
No, she'll, yeah.
And, like, her way, because when she's, like, and they're all like, how do you deal? Like, we can't respect you because you just, like, put up with his behavior and blah, blah, blah. Like, how do you do it? And then she's like, instead of saying bad James, bad boy, I try to hear him out and understand why he does the things he does. And then Jax had a really good burn where he's like, well, that master's in child therapy will help. Which I was like, okay, Jax, I'll give you that one. That was good.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, darked out by... the Raquel stepping in as like the mother figure. Cause you know, James's mom probably was like super reactive and was like,
oh, his real mom is Kristen.
Yeah.
I mean, Kristen is just like his mom. Mm-hmm. They look alike. The mom looks like a way older version of Kristen.
Yeah. They're the same exact person.
They react to everything the same. Mm-hmm. They have kind of the same, when they get mad, they have like kind of a jerk of the head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's creepy how similar they are.
Then Lisa cries and leaves. Then we get into like just the real downer part of this reunion, where Andy starts asking everyone like how their parents passed away.
Yeah, this was super sad. And then do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can. I mean Jack's being like, my family's destroyed. And then like, I just don't believe his like, I want to know more about the mom issue.
I don't believe it either.
And I think I'm just like, he's feel really vague.
Weird talking about it for the third hour today. I feel really weird talking about it because it just doesn't seem like my place to talk about something that gross in someone's family. But there have been articles where Jax is like, my dad has stage 4 cancer. It spread from his throat to his hair. It's really bad.
Yeah.
You know, we're taking it one day at a time. And then here he's like, we didn't even know how far the cancer had gone or what was going on. My mom just took his phone and nobody knew anything. And then Andy said, but was that your dad's request for her not to bring you guys into this?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, we don't know. I'm like, so basically it sounds like the dad was saying, don't, you know.
Yeah. Like,
why would the mom vindictively keep them away? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
She seems like a sweet lady. We've seen her on the show.
And it seems like there's probably a lot of like grief and feelings going on that are like hard to deal with. But at the same time, I feel like Jax needs a woman to hate. And like, this happened right around the time. Like, he basically tried to break up with Brittany, like right before this happened, and was like out of that relationship, being like, I'm done. Like, we saw it happen on the show. And then this whole thing happens. And then he's like, he and Brittany get back together. She like helps him through this time, but it's kind of understood between them, like, I'm here for you because like I want the ring and I want to get married. And I think he has a lot of rage against that relationship. And I don't think he really has ever, like, maybe at some point, like, he loves her and whatever, but I don't think he's ever really wanted to be like married to her.
Right.
And so the rage is now getting like funneled out on and like thrown onto his mom. And she gets to be like the sacrificial, like horrible person that he rages against to like resolve this inner conflict. Wow,
that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I'm like really going out on a limb. Yeah, but
I feel like you're so much more compassionate, because my view on it is the mom came on and embarrassed him because she was making fun of him, basically, and like how he's always stealing and screwing everybody over.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he was pissed at that, and then this happened, and I'm sure Jax showed up and wanted all those cars. His dad was a classic car collector, and Jax has all those cars. You know, that's how I think.
I think
a much more shallow level.
Like, I'm sure it's both, like, you know, a combination of both.
But I don't know. It's like so dark, and I have no idea what it is, but I'm not going to side with Jax, because Jax has never, ever told the truth, and he's never been right. There's never been a situation on this show where you can side with Jax and say, you know what, Jax is right on this. Never.
Yeah. No.
Can you name one?
Because he's a liar. And the vagueness about everything and an inability to give details makes it read even more.
And just slamming your mother all over national TV after she just lost her husband from fucking cancer and was taking care of him while he had cancer.
I know.
That's cool.
Getting your sister in on it, who, by the way, is probably getting some like money or some sort of benefit out of it from like Jax, to be like, I stand with Jax or whatever. And we don't even know necessarily.
Yeah, his sister,
because he's such a liar, he could just be saying that.
But then his sister on camera is so weird about it too, because she's not talking to the mom either.
Yeah,
so I don't know what to think of her.
If I were Brittany, and if I was anyone, and I was with a man or a partner that was having a huge fucking falling out with their mom, I'd be like, let's like pump the brakes. Like, maybe we don't need to get married right now. Like, maybe you should figure this out. Like, I don't need to like go forward with this part of the relationship just yet. Yeah. Like this seems really intense and bad. And I wouldn't necessarily want to legally tie myself to someone that's like hates their fucking mom and is going to like drag her on television.
Or I'm part of the family now. I'm about to be part of the family. So let's sit down and talk to your mom. We're going to talk to your mom. You don't get to just like cut your mom out.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Not just be like blindly side with him and be like, we don't know. We don't know anything. Like, she's just, like, drinking all the Jack's Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I guess she always has, but it's just, like...
It's gross. Ooh. I just can't be on his side, and it's much as, like, I feel bad for anybody losing their family. It's, like, Jax is gross, you know? Yeah. I feel worse for his mom.
Let's talk about the craziest revelation that happened on this episode that no one spoke about, because Jax, like, pulled... truly did pull a dad card out of thin air to deflect, but that he made a fake Twitter account to like troll and abuse Raquel online.
Okay, so this started because
this is insane.
They were showing a tweet about how insensitive James was by putting up out a tweet that said, your family's in shambles.
It was like, family's in shambles. Get over your dead dad. Yeah, it was like it was a psycho tweet.
He's like, stop bitching about your dead daddy. Since blah, blah, blah.
He's like, and la la too. Like at the end.
Yeah, it's
like,
it was terrible.
Really awful.
James is like, oh, I said, I'm sorry. You know, what am I going to do now? I said, I'm sorry. Like, James, you can't just keep saying you're sorry. He's like, but I was a naughty boy. And then he's like, but what about you putting out a tweet? And you made a tweet that you were some homophobic.
homophobic tendency, or like, what did he say?
He said something like, you put up a Twitter account for Raquel and did homophobic, was it homophobic tendencies?
It was like homophobic references or something like that. Fuck, I can't remember.
And so
right
he was taking a page from their book where he's like,
homophobic remarks. No, that's like, that was me putting it into
it's
actual
connotations.
Like,
and then Jax is like, what? What, a fake Twitter account? What are you talking about? No, I didn't. Where'd you hear that? No, I didn't. How'd you know that? What are you talking about? And Ariana's like, your phone number was on the tweet, Jax.
Like,
you verified the Twitter account with your own phone number. You fucking idiot.
You idiot. And also, you like, God, what a fucking moron.
And then he just.
So he, a 40-year-old man, went online. Created a troll Twitter account to then say, because I remember when that Twitter account was, I remember when that happened, because I remember Ariana was like, we know who's doing
know
it,
who did
and it's
it,
like
but
fucked
she
up.
Tell.
And I thought that it was Lala at the time, because I don't know, she just hated James so much and they were like publicly falling out. But like, to go, it's just a series of things that's like so crazy to me that I'm like, you should not be getting married if you're doing this kind of behavior. Like that is like you really need to like work on yourself if you're creating fake Twitter accounts to troll people and then just like spew homophobic remarks at them.
Yeah,
it's not okay.
But now,
and also,
I
mean,
I didn't guess it was Jax either. I thought it was Kristen, but now that we know it's Jax and it's so obvious that this is true, of course it was Jax.
Of course,
why would
it was.
We think? Why would we think?
If anything crazy, but like also inexplicably like weird
it's
is happening,
so
it's definitely Jax.
Yes, and he's like, "Well, it was true." The tweet said something like, "Well, it's true. Everything they said. My boyfriend has been cheating on with men." And then they show up like a group shot of everyone wasted, and James is like giving the peace sign to the camera, and Logan's behind him like, "Ah!" I was like, "How is that even proof that someone's gay? They're out with their friends."
This is like if
Jax.
Two men take a picture together, but one of them standing behind the other one. Gay.
Yeah. Jax is like, if you're taking it up the ass and you're not getting housing for it, it's gay.
He's like, if you're one straight, quote unquote, man, but you take a picture with a gay man, you just become gay.
And that was another thing that they had in common, by the way, James and Jax.
Yeah.
Now that we're comparing them uselessly. Jax slept with, we don't know that he slept with him, but he stayed with that older rich guy in Miami forever that they brought on the show.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, Jax was basically like a male hooker for this guy. That was the rumor. And that's what James was doing with that weirdo guy in that apartment in Beverly Hills that he's lived in until
Paul.
This season. Paul. Yeah.
Paul, who's to show up to see you next Tuesday, which was a real treat.
I saw him out one night too. I saw him at an Italian restaurant with a bunch of his like friends, and it looked like I don't know why Liza Minnelli is back in this recap, but if Liza Minnelli was like hanging out with a friend from the shows, I was like,
yeah,
are they all wearing furs and jewels? Like, they all had like diamond, you know, big.
I love that.
I was cracking up. I was like, I know that. I love that that's Paul right now living his best life.
God, Paul just really balling out and then going back home to an apartment that he shares with James, who lives in a corner.
Behind an IKEA screen.
Behind a screen.
Oh, God.
And so Jax, in typical Jax fashion, just completely, it's almost like too good the way he just pivots this, which is like, he just goes, you want to talk about my dad? Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No one said anything. And in fact, he was just being called out for making like an abusive troll Twitter account. Yep. And then just went into, you want to talk about my dad
mode. I think this was the tipping point. You've officially used your dad card too much.
Yeah. The dad card is revoked after
that. You've just proven that you've used the dad card too much.
Yeah.
So he comes at him like he's going to fight him.
Which Jax has never fought. Anyone in the history of this show has never thrown a punch or a push.
He hasn't? Didn't he punch?
Sandoval broke a beer bottle over his head.
But he didn't punch Sandoval?
I don't think so. Jax is a person that likes to pretend he'll fight and stands up and then he wants to be held back. But
takes
he's
off his
never
chunky sweater.
But. Yeah, he's never going to like be the first to engage. He might have scuffled with Sandoval, but Sandoval popped him in the face. And then he just smiled at the camera with blood dripping down. Like a true fucking savage.
Oh my God. I think God, Jax, this show has had some golden years.
Some golden years. It's okay that it's maybe slumped this year if next year it comes back just fucking guns blazing.
I don't know
if it can.
I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to go with the blue. Instead of complaining, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to put it out there in the universe.
You know what? I'm going to be grateful for what we have, which is 45 minutes of blissful, just like. Fuckery.
And when Jax came at him, he's like, you talking about my dad? James turned into total James mode too, because James is just like Jax. Like,
yeah,
he acts like he's gonna go for it, and then the second you come up to his face, he's like,
he goes, I'm talking about a tweet.
He goes, but I'm not, Jax. I'm not talking about your dad, Jax. I'm not.
It must be very confusing for James. Like, James is living in a permanent acid trip.
Yeah.
Where he says things and then no one hears it and says something completely different back to him. And then everyone else in the room backs up that person.
Yeah.
And he must be questioning his sanity every second of the day. He's not in an easy position.
Yeah, because then he goes, but I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything about your dad, Jax. And then Jax goes, your girlfriend is useless. She's a useless little bitch. And then this, and then James is like, okay, now I'm furious again. And he's like, look at your girlfriend. Look at yours. This is like all the disco ball stuff, which we already said.
Kentucky. Oh, we're going to go to Kentucky.
What, you a hillbilly? Go be a hillbilly. Hey, have some peach cobbler, hillbilly.
I love peach cobbler.
Brittany, it's like the weirdest insult.
It's like not a diss. Brittany goes, I got a country accent and I'm proud I'm a hillbilly. Like, smoke comes out of her ears.
I'm a hillbilly. I'm proud of it.
That was an Oscar like speech.
That was her
Fossum
face
you.
Where she got the anger. She's like, I'm proud.
Also, anytime that they try like cry or have emotions other than just like plain face, it's their Botox and fillers like morph into devil face. Like when Sheena cried with Adam and she was like she looked like Satan himself.
So she's,
then just Kristen goes, boom, boom, boom,
boom,
boom, and like wipes her hands. It's like, Dodie, shut the fuck up. Someone just
Kristen's
needs to
at
tell
like a
Kristen
football game. I don't even know what Kristen's fucking doing.
Kristen's fucking Michigan style in this reunion. No one's asked her a single question.
Yep.
Andy, like, she's saving her for like the last little bit of like, she'll get like 2 minutes of actual questions.
Well, something goes down with Kristen. I can't wait to see what it is.
What is it?
You see at the, when this was shooting, she was putting out the Instagram lives and she's like, like, it's something like your friends. I'm okay, I'm with my dogs. And she's all alone, so I guess she walks off and leaves the reunion over something.
Oh my God, they probably just are telling, like, that's probably the last thing, it's the Carter stuff. Because they save Carter to the very end.
What did Carter even do?
Well, Kristen and Katie or Katie and Stassi are going to be like, Carter's a crazy person and you're insane for being with him.
Yeah.
And like call her out, which weirdly, like you would think Kristen would get a clue, but then she just never really understands anything.
So, well, Kristen's the one they always rag on unless she's helping them rag on somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this was so good.
This was so good. Then just chaos ensues. People just scream at each other for like four full minutes of just screaming and Andy trying to get people under control.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't happening.
But Andy's so funny how he does it because he's just like, he's just like kind of bobbling his head with a half smile, looking around, like not paying attention. He's thinking about lunch later that day. And Tom is like, but bro, you're calling his girlfriend dumb. And Kristen goes, she is dumb. And Tom goes, every time he says something, you attack him. She's like, I wonder why. And James goes, because you're obsessed with me, you dumb bitch. He starts like laughing and pointing at her. I mean, this just goes so crazy. And then Jax goes so cold, of course. Jax goes, James goes lower first, right? So
yeah.
James goes, you're shambles, your family's in shambles, you're broken up, whatever.
And unlucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jax goes, you want to talk about your mother? I'd have a field day with her. And James goes, I bet you would. And he's like, you're so unwanted, it's unbelievable. You can't even talk. Whoa. Well, so Jax is now trying to make fun of his accent.
Yeah, but that unwanted comment was like, that was the lowest blow. Because that's like, honestly, what James probably tells himself. Like, his negative self-talk is like, nobody wants me.
Yeah.
Like, it just ties in with like, hits the lowest, hardest, darkest part of him.
Bad.
And it's like, it's shocking to me that Jax has the wherewithal to deliver a burn that specific and like cutting and hurtful. But then also Jax is like a total, he's like a sociopath. He's been doing this forever. Like, I think he's very perceptive when it comes to like hurting people.
Yeah.
And like he's really very good cutting at
it.
Them.
He's done it to everybody on the show.
And I don't think it's possible to hurt Jax in that same way. I think he's impervious to any sort of like, I don't think you could low blow him in a way that would leave a lasting like hurtful.
No, because he's already been so degraded. He's already degraded.
He degrades himself.
To the point where it's like, you know, he's probably like got thick ass leathery skin, you know. And then so he says that really mean thing, and then Brittany's like, you're a horrible person, James, why apologize and then just act like that? And he goes, I take the apology back, I don't give a fuck about you. And she goes, there he is. It's like, Brittany, there he is, he's been here for an hour.
He's been here since he literally...
And your husband just said the worst fucking thing you could have ever possibly said to this person.
Yeah. Whoa, I'm just like very worried about Jax and Brittany's future.
God, I hope they have a long one of just hating each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hating each other.
Also, James needs to know that he's definitely not unwanted. Like, I want way more of James Kennedy than I do of any other of these people. I was
like, do you like James?
I mean, I like him on the show. Like,
yeah, I thought you meant like, come here.
I'm like, he can come over tonight. No, I'm just saying, like, the fans, all they want is James.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's really rare to see somebody on TV that people are like, yeah, he's the worst, but, you know, he needs help and he needs love. Because usually on these shows, people are just savage.
You know?
It's like, screw that guy. But it seems like he has a lot of people really rooting for him to get better.
Yeah. And I want that for him. Like, I want him to get a, like, go to AA or Al-Anon or do whatever he needs to do to, like, get his shit together.
Yeah, start eating ice cream again. Those are fun scenes.
I love it.
Here I am at the ice cream shop. This is
I love sugar. What flavor are you going to get? When he meets with his life coach that just wears the suit that comes, like...
The ice cream shop owner.
The ice cream shop owner who, like, definitely lives in his car and has, like, three suits that he wears. Looks so dapper and then asks, like, the most uninspired questions.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, did you make a list today, James? James's like, yes, eat ice cream. I'm doing it. He's like, good job, buddy.
He's like, what are three words you'd use to describe yourself? Jim's like, trusting, open, kind,
hot.
Hot.
Do I have another one?
Ice cream. Oh, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Holy crap, this was epic.
This was really epic. I feel like
I've been to church.
You took me to church. We both learned things today. I'm happy to turn you against Lisa.
You know what? Every little day, a little step further, I'm like, maybe everyone's right. And then I go home and I look at my little stuffed jiggy that somebody gave me. And I'm like, come here, my little broken bottle. Let me fix you, little man. Oh, little bubble.
I want justice for Harrison, a.k.a. Puffy. Please, someone look into his disorder.
I feel like he's probably too spoiled by now.
Yeah.
You know, like if
he does whatever. Lisa's like, today I'm shaving your tail because you have alopecia. And he's like, okay, fine, mommy.
Here's some delicious hot tea, darling, with a little drop of Dawn soap.
Drink your drink, or else you don't get the onesie.
Yeah, you take that onesie off and he'd like feel naked, you know?
Yeah.
I want the onesie back. Put me back in my cage.
Oh, God. Tell everyone where they can find you. I'm sure they know already. But so
they've already hung up this phone, okay? Watch What Crappens. Rose Pricks is my bachelor podcast. And we're doing a Game of Thrones podcast called Winter is Crappening. Mm-hmm. And Watch What Crappens has a live show coming up in Irvine next week.
My God, Irvine.
It's going to be so fun.
The
Orange
OC.
County, baby. Yeah.
Oh my, are you going to get any Orange County housewives?
I don't know. We only know a couple of them, and I don't know.
I would love it if Vicky crashed.
We don't know her. Vicky's one of those. She doesn't really take a joke, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think
we know Kelly from there, and we like her. I really like her. She's a fun girl, and she'll just fight with you right. She's just like she is, you know? Mm-hmm. She'll tell you to fuck off if she doesn't like it, and she'll laugh if she does. So yeah. That's my kind of girl.
Yeah.
But, like, Vicky would try and sue you or, you know, like, get Vicky you plays removed dirty. From the internet. Yeah.
My mom, the guy who sold my mom's house, she just downsized last year and got, like, a little small house, but he was Vicky's real estate agent on OC when her daughter moved to Oklahoma, and apparently she was a nightmare with a capital N.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard anything good about Vicky. No mm-hmm. one's ever been like, oh, I worked with Vicky and it was a great experience.
I would never want to work with her, but I always want to watch her because she's one of the craziest people maybe in the world.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, the shit she's gotten away with on that show is just like, I mean, it's a feat. Faking cancer.
She's a cancer faker.
Yes.
And then no skin off her back. Yes. She's fine.
And then starting like a never holistic happened. Cancer drug company. Like, so other people with cancer would be like, oh, Vicky said just to take these holistic pills. Like, that is like so beyond low. That is so disgusting. And I'm like, yeah, I hope Vicky comes back.
We're all trash at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We are.
But, you know, you learn to respect shit like that.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you. Talking. Everybody go to Ronnie and Ben's show in Irvine. Listen to Watch What Crappens. Winter is Crappening. Rose Pricks Pod. And I'll see you guys later. Bye.
I know I'm feeling. Because I know I know.